a lot coming up today on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in studio. Alex Jones will be calling in shortly. We've got big breaking news. And I've also got something that will shock, horrify, but may also have you pissing your pants, laughing so hard. The Clown World Order is here, and it is in large supply. But first, this report from Alex Jones, Rand Paul calling for a mask rebellion.
Historically, it's happened over and over again. Tyranny seems like it's invincible until suddenly leadership stands up and calls out the elephant in the room and says no, and then there's a chain reaction. And now we're beginning to see that leadership take place.
So I've been saying this for a long time. I don't think we've changed the trajectory of the virus at all with any of the things we're told to do, and they're never going to let up on this. But what I tell people is use common sense. If you've had the disease or you've been vaccinated and you're several weeks out from your second dose, throw your mask away and tell Dr. Fauci to take a leap.
Senator Rand Paul is known for being even-headed, scholarly. He's a medical doctor. So you know when he calls for a civil disobedience rebellion, it's serious, and it's time to do it. Today, he went on Rush Limbaugh's syndicated program to 20 million people and said, it is time to rebel, it is time to not wear these masks. First off, the masks don't protect you. Secondarily, they said 2.5 million people will be dead in the first 2 months of COVID. It wasn't true. They're putting all the names of people that died of other diseases and car wrecks and gunshot wounds in the COVID column. This is all admitted. Fauci said at first, don't wear masks, they don't protect you. Because they don't. Now they're saying, okay, wear 2 or 3 or 4 and it might. Well, yeah, because you're not getting any oxygen, you'll die. We have done this live on air, but so have scientists, so have engineers. If you're wearing one mask, your carbon dioxide level goes up about 20%. You wear 2, even higher. We're talking dangerous levels. This is a muzzled population. It is a symbol of slavery. So here's what the senator from Kentucky had to say.
This is why when you have these nanny staters who tell you you can go to church, you can't go to church. You can go to the liquor store, but you can't go to church. The government shouldn't be involved in these decisions. And it's a mistake that we've allowed the government to get involved. And we do need to push back because they will never relent. These people are never going to let you not wear a mask. I promise you, you will never get out from the mask because they're saying that even after all vaccinated, we don't know. You still might catch it a little bit. You still might transmit it. Even after everybody's vaccinated. So don't listen to these people. The mask mandates have not worked. None of the mandates have worked. There's study after study after study that shows that when you put in place these mandates, guess what? The incidence of the infection kept rising. Even Biden admitted this the other day. The trajectory of the virus has been unaffected by anything we've done so far. Our only hope of changing the trajectory is a vaccine, but it should be voluntary. But this is what we're headed towards. You cannot dissent. Yep. When there is no dissent, that's not a free society. When there is only one truth, and it's the truth that the left tells you, that's a real problem. We're heading in that way, and we should all resist. We should fight in a figurative way, but we should resist.
Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they're all on record saying the mask never come off. In fact, 8 months ago, CNN ran headlines saying, and they've since run the headlines again, that, oh, it'll be just like wearing a seatbelt. You're not going to ever take the mask off in public. You should even wear it in your house with your family. If you told somebody this 2 years ago, they'd laugh at you. This is like a science fiction dystopic movie. And along with it is the idea that we're dirty, we're bad, contact with each other is bad. This is the same Democrat Party, the same EU globalist party, that wants totally open borders and people with leprosy, TB, and hundreds of other diseases to come in untreated. We lose millions of people in the last decade from TB in this country. That's something that you actually should test for and then cure. But instead, migrant children come across, you name it, and they're just put right in school with your children and TB's off the charts. So we have real diseases. We have real problems. And we're not treating the migrants, the immigrants, the illegal aliens. We're not treating our own citizens for things like drug-resistant TB. Thousands of deaths literally a week from it. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand.
This full report can be found at band.video. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you thought the mask was bad, wait till you hear what I'm going to report and see what they have coming next for you.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this Friday, January 29th, 2021. Yes, Owen Schroyer here sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is going to be joining us live in less than half an hour. I'm really excited for today to be with you here on the Alex Jones Show to cover all of this important news, some serious COVID news, Democrats going after Cuomo. I think he's about to feel the wrath of Letitia James. I'll get into that. And just some other COVID madness you're not even going to believe, but you're going to have to face this today. We've got a lot of legal developments happening right now. The vengeance of Hillary Clinton on meme makers from 2016 is upon us. You're getting new revelations in the Ghislaine Maxwell testimony. You also now have FEC records released showing that all the people that spied on Donald Trump illegally in 2015 and 16 are donating to, or did donate to Joe Biden's campaign. Go figure. The fall guy for the illegal spying by Barack Obama, Jim Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan. The fall guy has been revealed. I'm going to get into that. More voters' remorse from Biden voters. We'll get into that. The latest in the battle for America's heart and soul and the occupation at the Capitol. Some serious developments there. Some people turning on Trump, other people standing up for Trump. And then, of course, you've got the Gamergate 2.0, where the gamers or the Redditors, or now just everybody's getting involved in this that wants to, are short squeezing the hedge fund managers out of tens of billions of dollars. And so they now want bailouts. And it's going to be interesting to see what comes of that. So I'm going to be breaking into that as well. But ladies and gentlemen, oh, and also I'll be hosting the War Room today. How can I forget this? Our Veterans Call-In Special. We do this the last Friday of every month. The Veterans Call-In Special today on the InfoWars War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Really looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a really important Veterans Call-In show today to hear from the veterans about everything that's developed so far in the year 2021. But on this Friday, I want to start off on a light note. Okay, what you're about to witness and see may potentially be the most absurd, obscene, ridiculous, clown world thing you've ever seen or heard in your life. And so if you have children around, maybe turn them off right now. Maybe turn the volume down just for a couple minutes here because it's going to get a little graphic. Not too bad, but you might not want them asking questions, I guess. I'll put it to you that way. So fair warning, if you don't want your kids asking about some strange questions, it's not too sordid, but it is what is coming next, perhaps. So, ladies and gentlemen, you see, the mask wasn't enough, all the testing wasn't enough, the lockdown wasn't enough, the social distance wasn't enough. What more can they do from us? Do we have any dignity left? Is there anything that is sacrosanct? Is there anything, is there anywhere they won't go? Is there anywhere the New World Order won't go? The answer is no. China's plan for anal swabs to test COVID-19 is not nice, but it's the obvious thing to do. And they now are mandating anal swabs in China to test for COVID. Yes, look away. Now, get into a comfortable position. Look at this. Hold it in front of the ridge. I'm doing commentary here on the video. This is how you properly hold your anal. Oh, yeah. There you go, bud. Twirl and 10 dives. No, no, you have to see this stuff. Hold on, I didn't even get it. Look at this. Look at this. Health guidelines in China require the swabs to be placed 1 to 2 inches inside the rectum, rotated, then removed. Oh. So. They have the guidelines and everything. So, when you're getting ready for your Anthony Fauci anal swab, Fauci branded anal swab, make sure you get it at least 2 inches in, about the same size as Fauci. And probably that swab is as well with the, and you want to make sure once it's 2 inches, once it's been submerged 2 inches in the rectum, you have to twirl it 10 times. 10 times! And you know what? Oh gosh. And you know what? If 10 times isn't enough, they're going to go back in there and they'll do it 20 times, however many times it needs to be done to get that COVID test positive. That's what it's all about. I mean, can you imagine somebody comes on the radio, public address announcement. I'm going to try to do this. If you can listen to this and watch this without laughing, I guess you really just are in such a dark place that, you know, there's just no coming back. But can you imagine PA? It's like, it's now time for your daily anal COVID swab. Remember, make sure you're using a different swab than the one you used yesterday. Wear a mask and plug that ass. I need you. Make sure you get in a comfortable position before you put in the Fauci anal swab. And make sure it is inserted at least 2 inches into the rectum. Once you have achieved proper penetration, you will then twist, twirl, and rotate the swab at least 10 times or until you are finished. Remember, 20 times, now you're just playing with it. Once the swab has been properly ejected from the rectum, you can then turn it into your local healthcare provider. Where it will be going into a lab for testing, and we will have your results back shortly. Thank you so much for being a part of our COVID anal experiment. Oh my gosh, the jokes. Here's the new anal swab here, Andrew. Are you ready? We're coming for you. See the larger Chris Cuomo anal swab is actually more efficient. Because it has a wider expansion. But folks, this is just the beginning. And believe me, this will come to the United States as sure as I'm sitting here. Biden will be the first to do it, probably. I mean, this is incredible, folks. The COVID anal swab. Now, no, but aside from the ridiculous notion of the practice of actually doing this to test for COVID. Think about even more ridiculous that now a virus that is 99.9% survivable, as far as the actual data is concerned, was about as bad as a normal flu season with the death rate. And now you're literally, they're wanting you to literally penetrate yourself anally and then scratch it all around in there at least 10 times, at least 2 inches, and then give it to a doctor. Like, that's not sicker than having COVID. What would you rather have? COVID or a Fauci anal exam? But see, they'll mandate it and they'll say, if you want to fly, you saw the video. That's from the airport. They say they're going to pull your pants down and stick something up your butt for you to fly on a plane.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hawks. Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, yeah. Rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere.
Oh, yeah, there's your new COVID test. Look at that, right there at the airport. For your pleasure. I'm sure Fauci will be fully endorsing it. I mean, look, what is going on in this planet? What is going on in this world? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if I was a writer at SNL, I mean, this thing just writes itself. But they probably won't even touch it because you're not allowed to make fun of COVID. So I kind of just want to put the ideas here on air. But I mean, there's just so many jokes. I mean, I'm sorry. I got a bit of a potty humor mind going on when I see them calling for butt swabs, rectum swabs, and they write serious stories, folks. iHeartRadio. I mean, you can plug it in. They promote it on iHeartRadio. They got it on all the websites now. It's every website has a story about COVID anal swabs. How much more ridiculous can it get? I'm almost afraid to ask. One of the crew members made a joke. Well, soon it'll be two swabs. Yeah. Why stop there? If two swabs is good, four swabs is better. I'm sorry. Some of the crew thinks I'm being ridiculous about this. Folks, it is rough out there, okay? We're losing everything. We're losing our republic. I think it's fair to have a good laugh at this nonsense every once in a while. But they write serious stories. They write dead serious stories telling you that you need to have a COVID anal swab 2 inches up your butt with 10 twists minimum. God, yeah. Biden will be sniffing that. Yeah, like there's a perfect one. Hey, what is Joe Biden doing at the anal swab testing center? Sniffing all the things. Hey, how come Joe Biden keeps getting in line for the anal swabs? Hey, how come Joe Biden requested 4 anal swabs? All right, I'll stop. I'm just saying the jokes write themselves, okay? Hey, but they're writing serious stories, guys. Oh, COVID anal swab. I mean, folks, I'm sorry. I'm just having a good laugh at this. If you needed another chuckle, Steve Watson has a story right here in Austin, Texas. The University of Texas tells students to wear masks during masturbation. Isn't that nice? And they should masturbate. That's just wonderful. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Advises students to pick a large, well-ventilated space for masked-up sex. Avoid kissing and wash your hands before and after. You know, on a serious note, this is actually part of the problem with the world, part of the problem with America more specifically. See, I'm no goody two-shoes here, but 50, 60 years ago, you weren't promoting making sex normal activity, premarital sex normal activity, or masturbation, watching porn normal activity. I mean, people aren't denying it's going on, but it's not like, oh yeah, you know, do it. Just do it, you know, but just do it with a mask on. Total insanity. Jim Jordan made me laugh last night with this tweet. Oh, and you should see the responses. I'll read some of them. Honestly, I could do a whole show. It's just that Twitter is just the gutter of the world, the gutter of speech at this point. But the replies to this tweet from Jim Jordan are almost worth it. How many masks are you wearing today? 2, 3, 4, 10? Why stop there? So I had a good chuckle at that. But then you see the responses to people and they're so mad and they will line up to get an anal probe. They will line up to have their butthole plugged for COVID. I'm not trying to be graphic, folks. That's what they're doing. See, that's the thing. It's like we talk about drag queen story time and how they put a man with an erect ding-a-ling out there bouncing kids on his lap. Hey, I'm not trying to be gross or disgusting. That's what they're doing to children. But it's like, hey, you can't talk about that. That's gross. But the act of doing it is liberal and loving, so it's okay. I wore 2 today. And if they told me that 10 was the best way for me not to get or pass COVID to my family members, then I would gladly wear 10. Admitting they're total brainwashed. Pawns. And you know, this sums it up right here from Dan Stevens. I didn't believe the human race was this stupid until now. He asked the question, are we seeing humanity splitting into two breeds? I'd say we are seeing humanity splitting into two breeds. Those who accept propaganda and want to be controlled versus those who see through it and want to be free. Now, it's more complex than that, but if you wanted to make a dichotomy, that would be it. That would be the bifurcated fracture of our society. Those who accept propaganda and are controlled, he says, who want to do that, but maybe it's witting or unwitting, and then those who see through it and want to be free. Now, I can tell you I think there's multiple reasons why people accept the propaganda. I don't think it's just one thing, whether it's they're stupid. Some people actually like it because if they feel like they can get one over on you. Some people have no sense of accomplishment in their own life, so they do it as a virtue signal to feel accomplished. So there's all different complexities to this. But no, there is no doubt at this time. We are seeing humanity split into two breeds, and I mean, here in America, it's just very prevalent. Those who accept propaganda and are controlled versus those who see through it and want to be free. And the Robin Hood app with the short squeeze stocks with GameStop and AMC and the rest is a perfect example. And the masks is a perfect example. In fact, the masks may be the best example. And it just goes to show how you could also boil it down to this. Some people want to think for themselves. Other people don't want to think at all. Now, on a serious note, Alex Jones is going to be coming up in the next segment. On a serious note, if you can put your mind past what Fauci's little needle swab going up your beehole is all about, that will come. Pun not intended. Fauci may be coming to your door with that. But on a serious note, I think Andrew Cuomo may be in big trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 performance may have been less stellar than it seemed. These are CNN stories. These are Politico stories. These are left-wing stories calling out Cuomo for lying and then asserting he could even be responsible for some of these deaths. Now, again, we were reporting that a long time ago. They're catching up. Here's the difference. Letitia James, and maybe I should be careful here because this woman is a real threat to freedom, and she is unhinged in her pursuit of power. She is unhinged in her exhibition of her power and will. And so I think Governor Cuomo may about to be experiencing the wrath of Letitia James, and he's got something going against him. He's a white male. Yeah. So, Andrew Cuomo may be one of the first casualties as the left starts to turn on itself. And some of these people they put in power that have been racially charged up. Yeah, I think Letitia James may be going after Cuomo, a white male, blaming him for the COVID deaths in nursing homes.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Band.video.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right. President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
While you were sleeping. Well, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to be here with you on The Alex Jones Show, and you know, we're not perfect, us here at InfoWars, you in the audience, but boy, you know, we are resisting this New World Order takeover, and if it wasn't for InfoWars, I'm not sure where we would be right now. That's you in the audience, that's you and the crew, of course, Alex, who is about to join us now. Alex, I mean, it's just for a week and a half into the Biden administration, boy, oh boy, we have seen some crazy developments, have we not?
That's right. You're doing a great job today, and I wasn't even going to come on, but I had to come on about this GameStop situation that I know you were talking about 3 days ago. I just started looking into it about a day and a half ago. Again, it goes from $20 a share up to $500. They closed the trading of it online, which, again, is insider trading itself. There's no criminal investigations. Facebook bans even talking about it. Again, just more collusion, more cartel, cross-industry racketeering, just absolute La Cosa Nostra activity, just, I mean, textbook, and they drive it down to 197, but now they've allowed limited trading, so it's $344 right now on the NASDAQ. Now, listen, folks, I'm not giving out financial advice. I'm not in the stock market because it is a casino, and it's got so many corrupt aspects to it, and it ends up cheating people and ripping people off. That's why I've never gotten into Bitcoin. I'm all for cryptocurrencies. It's a real technology, a real science, but there's a wild, wild west aspect to all of this, and so it's just not something that I would tell the general audience to get involved in, but that's up to you. You decide what you're going to do. But I will say this. This is a real rebellion against the jackals, the hyenas of the big mega banks that are at the top of the food chain, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the Communist Chinese Bank. They use these jackals to go in and target hundreds of Western companies, brick-and-mortar companies, every single year. They short them. They make billions ripping off small investors that had been buying stock for decades in it. And then they consolidate control, and then once the company is going bankrupt, they buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That is the specialty of Bain Capital, the specialty of these other groups. And right now, the most predatory, out-of-control groups that are designed to vertically integrate society, consolidate control, are at the heart of the Great Reset and at the heart of the big six tech companies, all roughly doubling their profits in the last year of the lockdown. And that's why they want to keep it permanent. So we are striking a blow at the Great Reset. When they talk about build back better, they mean after they've bankrupted us, then they can come dictate a universal income to us, force inoculations. They now admit it'll be tied to your universal income. They're already saying if you don't take 5, 10, 15 shots a year of DNA-altering garbage, you're not going to get your guaranteed universal income. So this is their plan to bring us to our knees. And so to just see how humanity with a curveball – this has been going on, by the way, for several months. It's not just the $4 or $5 billion that big institutional hedge funds have lost in the last week with this GameStop and AMC situation. There's eight other big stocks that they've been targeting, and people online have instinctively fought back against that, not to make money, but just out of vengeance, though most of them are making money right now. Now that they're taking power to their own hands and not letting just the technocrats sit up there and play God, but now that they're actually getting in the arena – They've lost billions and billions of dollars, but total, it's now $80 billion. It was $70 billion yesterday. Now the Associated Press and others are reporting $80-plus billion has been lost by the most predatory hedge funds. You look at these dirtbags. These are the scum of the earth that destroy small companies, that, you know, destroy good businesses, that destroy every gun manufacturers, you name it. These people have made it impossible to do business in Europe and the United States. That was their job. So everybody had to move to China where there's no regulations or no controls. And it's all state-run. So this is huge. So I wanted to announce to listeners the ultimate Achilles heel. Just simply type in GameStop and then type in silver trading. And for those that don't know, Max Keiser is a very smart person. Max Keiser 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, said, Alex, if you could ever get your audience to get into the silver market, into digital silver market, even if they only bought $100, you know, of it, and then demand payment after the options are over in physical silver, well, whether they made more money or lost money, it doesn't matter, because then there's not even 1% of physical silver in existence for the amount of digital fake notes that they've created, just like fractional reserve banking. And so if just a fraction of people ever demand physical silver, not from your silver dealer, folks, but from these big firms, when you go make a digital silver investment. And again, you don't do this as an investment. You do this to make Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan basically have to put the money up and have to try to deliver you the silver. They can't physically do it. And then what's going to happen is silver's going to go to $500 or $1,000 an ounce. Gold's going to go to $10,000 to $20,000 an ounce because that will reflect the actual real inflation. So they're using put options, and they're using these short trades, and they're using all these predatory systems to suppress all the real markets, to consolidate them, but to also hide the thousands and thousands of trillions of dollars, thousands and thousands of trillions of pounds, thousands and thousands of trillions of euros, thousands and thousands of trillions of yuans, of yens, of all of this. And so they have created literally enough to buy up a trillion worlds of all the resources. These guys all make Bernie Madoff look like a good guy. So Max Keiser is the expert, but you can go online. There's news articles. They're all horrified by it. The Financial Times is horrified. Wall Street Journal is horrified. The headline you want to pull up is Reddit's next move is going to be silver. And I'm telling you, folks, if you think GameStop and AMC brought them to their knees with $80 billion in losses of the most sickening, evil, predatory groups, the ones that are literally funding it all. When you talk about the hedge funds that do the shorts, when you talk about, I mean, these are the real Gordon Geckos, folks. These are the real Mitt Romneys. These people are the scum of the earth, and they need to be destroyed. They're the ones destroying us. They're the ones running the Great Reset. They're the ones saying we're non-essential, and they're nobodies. They're a bunch of Ivy League frat boy scum who are cowards, who believe they own us and our families, and they don't own us and our families, and we're going to take the mask off, and we're not going to take their shots. And Bill Gates and all these scum need to understand that fact. And so that's what this comes down to. And after we're done taking down J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, it'll be really easy. Really easy, really easy to take down people like Bill Gates and the rest of them. We have the power. We have the control. They know it, Owen. And that's why they're constantly fighting and battling to silence everyone. That's why big tech's working with these big online trading platforms to not let people trade these stocks. They're then going to spin it and go, oh, look, this 14-year-old got into it when it was at $400, and then he lost it. Yeah, this is dangerous. This is war. This is not about making money. It's about standing up to these scumbags that have been screwing us over and rigging the whole damn game. And finally, we wake up and realize we can fight back, too. We finally get the handcuffs off of us, Owen.
Well, and not only that, this successful mission that these Wall Street bettors are on right now, so far it's been successful this week. We'll see where it goes from here. It's just another indication of how the elite, the establishment, never expects us to unite, never expects us to come together. And thanks to the internet, which they're trying to obviously stymie free speech on right now, but thanks to the internet, we can come together. We can have power of the people. We can overwhelm them with the numbers of people. And we're seeing that in the stock market. But you're right, Alex. As soon as we recognize that power, it's like atrophy. The power of the people has been atrophied. But as soon as we start flexing it again, yeah, we can get Apple. You know, Apple just made their first $100 billion quarter. I guarantee you Apple couldn't make $100 billion in a quarter, Alex, if they had to pay their employees in China $15 an hour minimum wage that Apple lobbies for in the United States, but not in China where they have their slave labor. So that's like the next referendum.
Let me tell you how much Apple workers paid. They're paid half a dollar an hour. Equivalent, half a dollar an hour, their main worker, and then they've got to buy stuff, the food from the company store, and they live in containers. They live in containers, and those are the high-end ones. For 3 million Uyghurs, over a million of them work in plants building components for free. They're slave labor, 16 hours a day, and if they say one thing or complain, they are executed.
Well, it's time for the people of the world to band together and to rise up, and you know what?
I totally agree, but let that sink in. Tim Cook, with enjoyment, he endorses it, he loves it, he promotes it. He runs death camps where if someone complains, they are executed with enjoyment. Tim Cook loves it.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in a genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines. And then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products in InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
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 Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, that's humanity charging into the future. And the good news is the New World Order is dead on arrival. The bad news is that means they're more of a threat than ever before. You know, God works in mysterious ways. Owen Schroyer with you on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is with us live as well. God works in mysterious ways. And now that Trump is out of the way, the media and the political establishment and Hollywood and everything can't blame everything on Trump. But the world hasn't really changed that much. So they still need a scapegoat. And so the world awakening continues. With Trump out of the way, it becomes more of a unified front. And so now, even though I have a calming relief, and Alex and I talked about this the other day with this developing right now, I also realize that just like on January 6th, we are ripe now for some sort of major event to try to change the landscape. And, you know, they wanted a really violent thing to happen on January 6th. They didn't get it. They're just carrying on as if they did. So, Alex, what do you make of this? I mean, so much of what InfoWars has talked about and so much of the energy and the spirit of InfoWars is now going viral. Much of it, like 6 degrees of separation from us, just spreading the seeds of liberty. But now that Trump's out of the way, I mean, the whole thing's exposed, Alex. They can't blame him for everything. And so now what are they going to do? Are they going to sink Biden and bring in Kamala? I mean, what do you think comes next?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's where we're going here first. And then I'm just going to let you get back to the great job you're doing and take calls and have guests on here today. But I want to tell people what's coming next. If people remember 5 months ago, a few months before the election, I said they're going to incrementally start banning everybody off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Hundreds of millions of people will be shadow banned. Millions will be completely banned. And I said they'll then finally ban Trump right after he wins in a landslide. They're going to say he lost, and they're going to steal the election. Well, exactly what I said happened. So studying the enemy, let me tell the listeners the big issue. The big issue is AI managing every aspect of our lives, listening to every phone call, even cutting off live digital phone calls. That's now happening. Blocking people's private text messages. Blocking what people can even send in their emails. If you're on one of the big email platforms, they're moving to shut down the alternative email platforms. They can now, through big tech and the NSA, run every communication in live time and instantly stop a phone call. Or just like in radio, we have delays. We can cut out 2, 3, 4 seconds by hitting a button if somebody cusses. It's the same technology, but on every phone call, on every system, except for UHF, VHF, AM, and FM radio and TV. Everything else watches you, controls you. So remember, it's like a crystal ball. Why doesn't Gandalf use one? Because you don't know who else is looking back through the other side. Well, these are real crystal balls. So we first discovered in 2006 that Google had put patents in for home assistants that would actually listen and then watch you in live time and build a psychological algorithm on you to control you, but also technicians or government people could tune in anytime they wanted and listen in your house. People couldn't believe it. Then 2 years later, they started rolling out the assistants. Now they're putting this stuff in toasters, they're putting it in microwave ovens, they're putting it in dishwashers. Remember when the head of the CIA said, like 10 years ago, he says, oh, your household appliances are watching and listening to you. Remember about 10 years ago, I guess it was 8 years ago now, it was Samsung came out. In their terms of service, when you buy a TV from them, a smart TV, it said, you better watch what you say and what you do. Remember, the head of Google at the time, Schmidt, said that too, because we're watching and listening to you, and we're selling it to third parties. So this is ubiquitous where all these systems, your cars now have microphones in them and cameras on the outside, some on the inside, and it's all AI pre-programmed to totally control you. Now, people are freaking out because these companies all go and patent their own system. But Spotify wins patent to snoop on users' voice to gauge emotional state. So it says an algorithm psychological warfare program written by psychologists, marketers, and psychiatrists is listening to everything you say and do. The apps are so good, they can even pick up your heartbeat, respiration, all of it. So everything you're doing is being tracked. Everything you're doing is being traced, not just by this app, but by hundreds of others over the phone. So the phone is really the digital assistant. It's the digital tracker. It's a supercomputer. 30 years ago, what is in an iPhone would take 15 stories of a giant building to do. And then it hooks into all that infrastructure. So when you think, oh, it's bad that in live time, in private messages on Twitter, they block you, or in WhatsApp, on Facebook, they block you. They admit all this now. Now the next frontier, they're now admitting this, is digital snoops, because you could never have, you know, 50 million people spying on the other, you know, 250 million Americans or whatever. But if it's all AI going into your social credit score, and then they can just cut you off, that's why they're announcing universities, if you don't wear your mask, even during a Zoom call by yourself, we will just turn your Zoom off, and it's AI that knows if you're wearing the mask or not. So if people think it's bad now, we can still beat the technocracy now, but they are putting in something 500 times worse than 1984, an absolute control grid, and people need to backlash to Spotify. They need to backlash to Amazon. They need to backlash to Google and Facebook, who all have their own private assistants, and say, we know what you're doing. It's criminal. It's out of control. And we, the people, are not going to stand for it. So as bad as people think it is now, and yes, there's awakening, they are just putting this huge illegal criminal thing in and now coming out and saying, oh, it's for your emotional state. So it's spying on you. Music streaming service Spotify has won a patent that will enable it to snoop on users' speech and background noise in order to choose songs that best suit the listener's emotional state. Yes, really. Spotify has received a patent that will allow it to use speech recognition and sound analysis to assist a user's demographic attributes. It's tracking who you are in a special group. Determine their emotional state. Oh, and call the police on you. That's, these home assistants now do that. And even glean insight into your location, reports RT. The information will be used, hypothetically, at least to pick the perfect song to play without requiring a conscious data input to the listener. Oh, isn't that nice? It'll choose what you listen to. Spotify applied for the patent February 2018, but now it just got approval for it. It goes on from there. And that's just the cover. Now, I tried to call Paul Watson this morning when he wrote this article. He's not answering. So I'm going to ask Kit or somebody to please add a blurb in the article to our 2006, 2008, 2009, 2010 articles where we predicted this, showed this, and warned people. But the point is, now they're going operational, admitting this to everybody. And again, it's totally illegal, it's totally criminal, and it's designed to game what you buy, what you do. And it turns out, with these big online e-trading sites like Robinhood and the rest of them, they are spying on you in live time, what you're buying and what you're doing, and sending that to the big hedge funds so they can screw you. Again, this technocracy is illegal. People say, I don't care if they spy on me, I have nothing to hide. Well, why do you have doors? Why do you carry a gun? Why do you even wear clothes? Because the sun can burn your skin. You know, people can break in your house. It's that there's bad people out there. And so this whole technocracy is meant to game things, consolidate things, make us non-essential, implode the economy in the Great Reset, consolidate it, not to make us all lazy and happy, but so they can then force us to be sterilized, as they're now announcing, and take all these inoculations. So, Owen, that's why this is so incredibly massive. It's why it's so incredibly important. And it's why people need to realize the true magnitude of danger that we are all in. And in closing, I'll just tell listeners this again. We are barely able, at the level we're at, to stay on air. I want to continue into the future under all these globalist attacks, because every day we stay on air, the more critical things get, because we have proven we're right. We must stay on air. We are ending this big sale. The globalist storm is here. January sale has to end by Sunday because these items are selling out at 50% off. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for all of our collective freedoms and our collective health. All this is great. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 back in stock. That will continue on next week. It's the only thing that will continue on sale. 50% off, 50% off Supermetal Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Alpha Power, 50% off Chill Force, 50% off Lung Cleanse, 50% off X3, Pollen Block's about to sell out, Alpha Power about to sell out, Pure Turmeric Extract about to sell out, It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a Trader Joe's T-shirt exposing him as a traitor. Whatever you do, we are the people. We're in this together. We appreciate your financial support and your prayers. And, again, word of mouth. Promote those local stations. Tell people about those local radio stations. You're doing a great job. Thank those local stations. And send on your email list, your text message, word of mouth now that the Rebellion is live on air. You want to know the rest of the story about GameStop? Tell people. Tune in to InfoWars.com/show. And they'll say, oh, that's that evil guy. And say, yeah, the system's telling you he's evil because he's got the answers. His guests have the answers. His callers have the answers. We really are the resistance. And so it's not something we celebrate. We thank God that we're awake and that God touched our hearts. For whatever reason, we weren't deceived. But we have a responsibility now, all of you, to warn everyone and be the Paul Revere. So when I say I salute you, I totally salute you. I thank you, and I appreciate the whole InfoWars team and everybody because
it's
this
time
is historic.
To show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Troyer going to be with you here for the remainder of today's broadcast. I have a lot of important news to get to, so long as I can get to all of it and get my guest coming up at 1 o'clock, Henry Davis, on. I will open up the phone lines. But remember, today, 3 to 6 p.m. on the War Room, as is tradition, last Friday of every month, we have the Veterans Call-In Special. We've had so many great editions of the Veterans Call-In Special on the War Room, but I think today is going to be the most important one I've ever done. And I think the reasons are obvious. So all the great veterans tuned in today, we are going to have phone lines open just for you on the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., as every last Friday of the month. Now, I got a bunch that I want to get to, and in this short segment, I'm really not sure where I want to go right now because it's all so important. But, you know, I made a decision last night, and the crew has this video on here of Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Cortez complaining her crocodile tears about how she was almost assassinated. Total BS. But here, I made a decision last night because, yeah, guys, take her off the screen. See, everybody says, oh, InfoWars are so controlled. No. We make our own decisions here. I mean, Alex is the boss, but I'm deciding, and much of my War Room crew is in that room as well, I don't want to play any AOC clips ever again. I don't want to give her any airtime. I don't want to see her. I don't want to hear from her. And I realized something last night, because almost the entire media is covering her crocodile tears. Oh, Republicans want me dead. Oh, they're threatening to kill me. Oh my gosh, it's so hard being me, having an election rigged so I can get in as a commie. Which she doesn't even know any of that's going on, quite frankly. She may be in for a rude awakening with what's happening right now on the Wall Street short squeeze. But that will play itself out. But, you know, I realize the only reason this woman is even relevant is because we respond to her. And I know that that understanding can be kind of put out to other issues with the media and other Democrats and such. But it's not as bad because you still have to call that out. If we didn't respond and we didn't play and we didn't act like she was there having influence, then she would be totally irrelevant. And so she gets dolled up on TV with the makeup and the hair, and they praise her. Oh, she's so great. Look at this young up and coming commie. Oh my gosh, we love her so much. And oh, she was almost assassinated at the Capitol. Oh, the crocodile tears flow. Oh, she doesn't deserve any space in your head. She doesn't deserve any space on our airwaves. So, for the War Room crew that's in there, the Alex Jones Show, they can keep playing her or not. But I don't want to see her or hear about her ever again. She needs to fade off into existence, or she's going to have a rude awakening and see that, her little cronies there in the Democrat Party, like the big banks, like the Wall Street hedge fund managers. And in a way, I kind of hope they get bailed out by the Biden administration. Remember, the Biden campaign got tens of millions of dollars from the top 30 hedge fund managers and executives on Wall Street. So Wall Street is all in the tank for Biden. They are begging. They are going to be begging for a bailout. You already saw the stories and you know it's true. And there's going to be people going to Project Veritas from Robert and others. The Biden White House made the call to stop the trading. It was the Biden White House. They may not physically bail them out with the cash. You know they're begging for that. But the Biden White House capitulated and stopped the short squeeze that would have bankrupted all these hedge fund managers. It would have been hundreds of billions of dollars. And the Biden White House stopped it.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic. And also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage. But now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody. And it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block. So check that out when you're in the store.
What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? You're about to find out. The unstoppable force is the worldwide awakening of humanity, wanting to break the shackles of the slavery on their minds, on their bodies, on their souls, on their speech, versus the immovable object, which is globalism, the New World Order, one world government, medical tyranny. They're not going to relent, but we're an unstoppable force. So that old question, what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? We're about to find out, ladies and gentlemen. And just to finish my points from the last segment with AOC and her crocodile tears, you know, there's videos and images from inside the Capitol. And I remember covering it at the time on January 6th or the days after, where you can still see congressmen and women in the chamber of Congress while the Capitol is being breached and they're just hanging out. Now, the funny thing is, I mean, it's not a blanket statement to be made, but the funny thing is you did see some congressmen and women cowering in the fetal position while this was going on. You may remember like Jayaramara Rapal or whatever, who was saying, oh my gosh, I got COVID. No one had a mask on. But then all the videos and images of her in the Capitol that day without a mask went viral. She shut up real quick. Notice how that story went away. Just more lies from our politicians, more lies from the virtue signal Democrats. But so for AOC to say, oh my gosh, I felt my life threatened. Oh, it's so bad. Folks, there were members of Congress hanging out in the main chambers, not in fear of their lives at all. And they wouldn't even have left the main chambers, except they had to because they were escorted out by security. They had no other choice. Now, the assumption, which isn't an assumption, it's a well-studied psychological phenomenon. Why would some members of Congress be cowering in fear versus others just sitting up in their seats, standing up, walking around, talking like, hey, you know, what's going on here? Well, see, the guilty always show their guilt when it's on the table. So all the congressmen and women cowering in fear were probably the biggest criminals in Congress, feeling that they were about to get their comeuppance, versus the people that are just in Congress, you know, innocent bystanders, not really that involved or whatever, actually trying to do a good thing. You can see them. They're standing around. They're walking around. They're talking to cops. They're talking to each other, not looking like anything's happening at all, just kind of moseying about, but then had to be escorted out eventually by security, but they weren't in fear. But then you see some of the Democrats literally look like they're crapping their britches. And that's why you see all the crocodile tears from them now. Because they're scared of justice, folks. And you know, again, I am not a violent revolutionary. I never have been. That's not my intent. It's never been a thought in my head as far as me in my life doing what I do. But you see, when you've committed so much crime and you've lied and deceived so much and you feel that justice is coming your way, how do you think you'd behave? How do you think you'd behave? Well, you'd cower and scurry around like a cockroach, afraid that you were going to have to face the people that you've been screwing over for so long. And so that's really what their fear is. And so when they say, oh, we're afraid for our lives, it has nothing to do with January 6th. It has nothing to do with people that were in D.C. or the million Trump supporters. It has everything to do with their criminal behavior. And so that's why they're scared, because the world is waking up. That's why they're scared, because their crimes are coming to light. And all of their propaganda is really not working. Yes, it's working. Yes, it's working on a lot of people, but it's not working on all of us. And thus, the real revolution is on. A revolution of the heart, a revolution of the mind, a revolution of policy and politics, a revolution of information. This is the revolution. And here's what my point is. Again, I'm not a violent revolutionary, but I will say, Trump, as I was saying the other day on air, when we had the Boogaloo boy on, Trump was our last hope in my eyes, in a lot of people's eyes, at least at the time, our last hope for a peaceful, legal, lawful change of D.C., D.C. politics, D.C. policy, putting America first, stop getting screwed over, all of it. They rejected that. And you know Trump was cutting deals. I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I guarantee you there were times Trump was like, look, just do this peacefully. And they just refused, and they kept lying about him, and they kept lying about America, and they just wouldn't relent because they're an immovable object, and that's world government. And they want in on it, and they want a seat at the table. Who knows what they know or what they think they know, but that's what is driving them. And so we said, look, here's Trump. We can do this peacefully and legally and lawfully. We can have a president that's not a corrupt individual. We can have a president that wants to be the president. We can have a president that actually weighs the decisions on policy and foreign, policy and everything, that actually wants to help America. And they rejected it and they lied about it and everything. So, and they got a bunch of people to go along with it too. But see, now Trump's out of the way and all the stuff is still wrong. Much of it getting worse. And they can't blame Trump anymore. And so now they're eating their own. And I do believe Letitia James has the long knives out now for Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo's a white male, comes from a wealthy family, very powerful, very wealthy. Letitia James, she doesn't like that. She's going to use and leverage every bit of her power to get her will done, because she doesn't work for the people. She works for her own agenda, her own ego. And I think Cuomo and the Democrats are about to learn that these monsters, these political monsters that they have empowered, are about to turn on them. Just a prediction. And then maybe there's some well-meaning people in there who kind of went along to get along or really thought they had their best interest. Well, guess what? They're about to be exposed, or they're about to have a major revelation. No, Joe Biden was never anti-Wall Street. No, even Bernie Sanders sold out to Wall Street years ago. And yeah, you're going to sit here and watch. They've already bailed out, folks. They've already bailed out these hedge funds. They haven't cut a check yet with your taxpayer dollars. That may come down the road. That'll be the big revelation. But when they blocked the trades from going through, that was the bailout. That saved them billions. That saved the hedge fund managers billions of dollars when they blocked the trades from going through on the Robinhood app and all the other apps. I mean, it's beyond insider trading. That's rigging markets just in broad daylight. And that's a point blank. Think about the turnaround. In 24 hours, the Biden administration bailed out the Wall Street billionaire hedge fund managers. But see, again, there was no check cut. There was no debate. There was no policy forum or anything. They called up the White House. They said, stop these trades however the hell you can. They own Biden. So they went forth and they did it. And then Janet Yellen, of course, who's made millions of dollars speaking in front of Wall Street investors and bankers and hedge funds managers, millions of dollars Yellen has made. And then they say, oh, is that a conflict of interest? They say, no, we don't know anything about that. Oh, really? So the House of Cards is falling fast. But here's the question. Will this be judo maneuvered into getting Biden out of office and putting Kamala Harris in? I think yes. And then what does that mean moving forward?
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out, because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's incredible. Makes people believe in the simulation, right? When you see all of this happening, all the oddities, all the by apparently just randomness, future predictions come true, whether it's The Simpsons or books or famous lines like, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Now here we are. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, I don't normally sit here and promote the War Room coming up like I am today, but I think it's going to be one of the most important broadcasts that I've done today on the War Room, or that I will do, from 3 to 6 p.m. Central, part of the InfoWars live show, live shows that we have here, broadcasting at band.video, can'tcensortruth.com. It's a veterans call-in show today, and I think the veterans are going to have some serious things to say today. And so I wouldn't want to miss that, and I'll have the front row seat for it as the host. Again, though, ladies and gentlemen, all of this is only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's hard to fathom, I know, because we've been through so much of the censorship, and yet here we are still. But believe me, every day is a blessing. Every day is a miracle that we're here on air, and you are part of that blessing, part of that miracle. So cannot salute you enough. InfoWarsStore.com is how we do it. We've got the best supplements. I use the supplements. In fact, I get really upset because so many times I'm talking about my favorite supplements on air. Sadly, I find out they're sold out. Like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We warned you it's going to be sold out. Sold out. Like Rocket Rest Sleep Support from InfoWarsStore.com. My favorite thing for sleep support. Sold out. But we still have The Bodies, which is one of my favorites. Super Male Vitality in stock. 50% off. One of my favorites. I have the water filters in my house. I have the air filters in my house. I'm so crazy with these air filters sometimes. They're so great. I mean, they also remove odor. But, I mean, you know, you see the dandruff and the flake or whatever it is. The dust just floats around in the air sometimes. Like the sunlight is going right through perfectly your window and you can see all the dust. Alexa Pure Breeze from InfoWarsStore.com. That's going to be down big time. So that's what it is, though. That's why some people have bad allergies and stuff. It just gets into your house and you're breathing it in. But the Alexa Pure Breeze helps filter in that the dust and the particulate in the air. And sometimes I'm so crazy with it. I'm not even kidding you. Sometimes I'm so crazy with the Alexa Pure Breeze and I'm just like OCD or something. When I see all the particulate in the air, when the light's going right through on a window, I'll pick up my Alexa Pure Breeze and put it right there. And watch it suck in all the particulate, and then out goes the clean air. So, again, this is all at InfoWarsStore.com, the emergency food, the popular T-shirts, the hats. People always ask, what can I do? How can I help? Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. get the supplements. If you're not into supplements, get the supplements for somebody else. If you're not into wearing political shirts or hat, get it for somebody else. Infowarsstore.com. Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a look at some of the Biden breakdowns here. But first, here is Biden. Boy, oh boy, it's falling apart quickly, isn't it, folks? Remember, Trump was basically available. You pretty much knew what he was doing all day long. There were cameras following him around. He was doing press conference. He had people constantly in and out of the White House, world leaders, everything. Biden's like nothing. There's no activity in the Biden White House, barely even from him. Wakes up, meds, take a nap, wake up, make up, executive orders, short statement, nap, meds, dinner, bed. That's the Biden day. Complete opposite of Trump. Trump was wake up, work, maybe take a nap before he gets up to do it again. But here's Biden yesterday. I mean, he's struggling through this whole entire week and a half he's been in the White House. But perhaps whether it was Biden versus the pen or some of his other flops, he doesn't know what he's signing. But here he was yesterday in the Oval Office, just really struggling.
The second order I'm going to be signing also changes what the president has done, the former president has done. And it my predecessor's attack on women's health access, and as we continue to battle COVID-19, even more critical.
So, folks, it's gotten so bad, they literally have to give him note cards. Guys, roll the B-roll. They literally have to give him note cards. That's how bad it's gotten. In the Oval Office, he can't even think or speak. So he has to read off of note cards. What an embarrassment. And then, of course, he couldn't even get through the 30-second clip there. He nearly fainted halfway through it. So, I mean, this is a joke. This is like going from Michael Jordan to, a third grade basketball player. I mean, it's just a joke. It's just a total joke. But the juxtaposition is so obvious that, again, everybody's seeing through this. I don't think Biden has much longer, to be honest, folks. In fact, let me get into some of the further proof of that. When you have Vox and Politico and others going after Biden, you know his time is short. Again, is this just the cancel culture so inflamed with so much momentum that they're just now eating their own? Or was this part of the plan the whole time? Headline from Politico. For Christ's sakes, watch yourself. Biden warns family over business dealings. And into it, they get into all the corruption of the Biden family. It's like, where was this story before the election? You knew nothing. None of this is new. You knew about Biden's dealings in China, Uzbekistan, Iran. You know about Hunter Biden. You knew about all of this. Oh, but see, now that Biden's trying to hide it and tell his family not to do about it. Oh, and his brother puts out a legal ad like, I'm Joe Biden's brother. Yeah, he can't even put a pen in his pocket. I'm telling you, this Biden deal doesn't have much legs left, folks. This Biden deal is running out of gas quickly. Remember the Joe Rogan? It's like going into the woods, a dark woods with a flashlight. This battery's almost dead. Yeah, this flashlight's about to go out, folks. I mean, it's flickering. It's tiny little yellow light. I mean, it's not emitting any beams at all. And now Politico's going after him and his family for their corruption. Vox is going after, not in a direct manner, but the headline from the story or the statement they put out on Twitter. The central problem of Democrat political philosophy dating back to Plato is how democracy leads to tyranny. And then the headline on the Vox story, American fascism isn't going away. Oh, but see, it wasn't Trump that was the fascist, and they couldn't prove that in any way, shape, or form. Trump was the nationalist. Trump was the free marketeer. And now Biden is the real fascist. And so now they're going to have to continue to cover that and say, no, this is fascism. And now it's Biden. So I'm telling you, I think they're either intentionally trying to remove Biden, or just the cancel culture has turned on its own, and Biden's obviously an easy target. Look at this garbage from the Huffington Post, though. Progressive faith groups welcome Biden's move to expand abortion access. No. Progressive faith groups, these are fake churches. That's what the headline should read. Fake churches welcome Biden's moves to expand abortions. No real church, no real Christian, no real Catholic, no real God-fearing individual is pro-abortion. None. You want to have a political debate about it? Fine. But don't ever act like any real church or Christian or any God-fearing group or individual is ever pro-abortion. That is a lie.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America. America, America. We're all living in America. America, it's
wunderbar. You know, what a shame that the New World Order has faked a pandemic, and so now you can't enjoy all the great things that humans have done, including make incredible music like that of Rammstein they're playing. So you can't go see a Rammstein concert, you know, with 100,000 other people rocking up and down, and they put on a great show. No, you're not allowed to do that. There's COVID. Maybe after you get 10 anal swabs, maybe then you can go see a concert. But not until after that. No, no, no. All right. I really think, whether it's witting or unwittingly, the Democrats are about to have Joe Biden ousted from office. And I think it's just natural that cancel culture is going to turn on itself. That's all being done by the left. And Joe Biden is the easiest target. I mean, this guy was friends and praised members of the KKK. It's very well known. He's been in government for 50 years. He's a white male. Plus, he can barely even think. He has to have note cards when he's talking now at the Oval Office. It's not good, folks. 30 executive orders in his first week and a half. I mean, so they can make him do all of this and then just remove him and act like Kamala's the hero who's totally unpopular. So, yeah, you can see other outlets reporting on this too. Breitbart and others. The writing is on the wall here, folks. I mean, even if you don't think there's an agenda to get Biden out, he physically can't do it. He's physically already out of gas, folks. They can't have Biden up there reading note cards for 4 years. I mean, see, here's the thing. America doesn't even need anybody. That's the whole point of self-government. An American is an independent, sovereign citizen. Self-government. So we don't need a president to do things for us. We'd like to have a president that puts foreign policy out there that gives America the advantage. But see, they can move Biden in there for a month or so, have him do all the corrupt things, then have the left turn on him to then implant Kamala and say, oh, she's the big hero who was the least popular candidate during the 2020 Democrat primaries. But see, oh, make Joe Biden the bad guy and then turn Kamala into the hero. So Biden becomes the anti-hero, formerly the hero, and then Kamala Harris becomes the hero as Biden leaves the anti-hero. But again, whether that was in the plan or not, he can't physically do it, folks. Imagine if there's a real world situation that approaches and you have Biden as the president. Yeah, the stuff going on with Wall Street and everything. Okay, that's kind of fine. They'll ignore it. They've got Janet Yellen in there. They may even bail out the hedge fund managers. But I mean, let's say you have another strike like what we saw in, where was it, last year? Was it Qatar? I can't even remember. They blew up that huge facility. The oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, so imagine like real world development stuff. I mean, China going into Taiwan, China going into Hong Kong, and you have Biden up there reading off note cards, falling asleep. Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. Then you say, oh, well, you're going to have Kamala the clown up there laughing her way through all of it. Yeah. Yeah. It's a joke. I mean, the Democrats are a joke, but see, they love it. See, the New World Order wants a politician like Biden and Harris in there right now so it can make America seem and feel weak. Yeah, Joe Biden's a total joke. Yeah, Kamala Harris is a total joke. That's the whole point. Look, America, you're dead. Your leaders are a joke. Harris is a clown. Biden can't even think. There's no need for you anymore. We're bringing in China. Xi Jinping, strong. Xi Jinping, strong leader. He doesn't laugh and cackle like a schoolgirl in the bathroom smoking a cigarette. He doesn't pass out at the dinner table like great grandpa at 8:30 at night past his bedtime. That's who we got. Trump was a real leader. Trump had actual respect from foreign powers. Biden Harris, laughingstock. Here's the thing. I don't even care. I don't care. You can pull a, what was the name of the horse that they put in as, who is it in Rome that put in the horse? Starts with a C. It's skipping my mind right now. But it's put his horse basically on the Senate saying, hey, look, these senators are so worthless. I'll just nominate my horse. Put a horse in the White House. I don't care. I'm a sovereign citizen. I have self-government. But see, their policy is killing America. That's the point. Because it is an authoritarian dictatorship. Caligula, thank you. Made his horse a senator. I actually kind of have a different view on that history than what mainline historians say, but getting off point. So how much longer does Biden really have in the White House? And look at some of the sick stuff that they're doing with the 30 executive orders, pro-abortion, more COVID nonsense, more money for foreign powers. And now they're stacking up for big pharma. Who would have thought? Joe Biden kills Trump administration plan on opioid treatment prescriptions hailed by physicians. So not only have they increased the price of insulin, now they're going to have more access to opioids that are responsible for more death than all other street drugs combined. Does that shock you? Heroin, meth, cocaine, crack, whatever else there is. Opioids kill more Americans than every illegal street drug combined. Now, you tell me what the real dangerous drug is. You tell me who the real criminals are. Is that for real? Did they really put that picture on the website, guys? Okay, I was going to say, so they just showed an image of Joe's plan to fight the opioid crisis, and it's him looking like a dead zombie. So that's the accurate depiction, though. Well done, whoever made that art. But see, they'll just say, oh, that's illegal. They are saying that's illegal. In fact, the vengeance of Hillary Clinton. Let me hit this right now. By the way, let me just hammer the rest of this news real quick. The fall man for the Obama illegal spy ring with Clapper and Comey and Brennan is going to be Kevin Kleinsmith. He's going to be the fall man. And they're saying it's all his fault. He falsified a document. He falsified an email. That's how we got the FISA warrant. We didn't know it was fake. We didn't know PP Gate was fake. So they'll blame Christopher Steele. He's out of the country. He's gone. They'll blame Stephen Halper. He's out of the country. He's gone. Nobody knows. And then Kevin Kleinsmith is going to be the guy domestically here that takes the fall. They're going to say, oh, he doctored it. He deceived us. He goofed us. We had no idea. Give me a break. And that hearing was going on today with Carter Page and others. Judge Boasberg presiding. So there's your fall guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, and that's going to be that, ladies and gentlemen. More is being unsealed in the Epstein-Maxwell documents, just exactly what you knew, all the just dozens of girls, underage, many of them abused and trafficked by Epstein. Maxwell knew it was all going on. She was part of the procurement and the promotion of it. And this is all, the FBI knew all of this and they did nothing. And you won't even have the Me Too movement complaining about this, but Maxwell says the jury is racist and so the court case has to be thrown out. I'm not even kidding you. Now, here's Hillary's vengeance. So the individual known as Ricky Vaughn on Twitter back in 2016, very popular Twitter account, did political memes. Here's the problem with being anonymous, folks. When they come after you, nobody actually knows who you really are. His real name, I think, is Doug Mackey. Point is, this is Hillary's vengeance. So Doug Mackey, back in the day known as Ricky Vaughn on Twitter for making political memes, now faces 10 years in jail for a meme he made in 2016. Folks, this is literally Hillary Clinton's vengeance. For 4 years, that woman, for 4 years, that decrepit witch, that B-I-itch, has been sitting back, and now she has Biden in the White House. So she's saying, go after these people. Go after them. The vengeance of Hillary Clinton is on.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about living defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right? With everybody getting a couple bottles of living defense. Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later and you're here telling people about living defense. Living defense. Living defense.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that even make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars, continue to spread the word and fight back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live here on the Alex Jones Show. We've got Henry Davis coming up in the next hour. His video went viral exposing how Biden has already cost union workers, people that work in the oil industry, tens of thousands of jobs. This clip went beyond mega viral, but there's a story behind the story, and we're going to have the exclusive story on that coming up with Henry Davis in about 15 minutes. I'm going to do a news blitz here, but well, let me segue back to the vengeance of Hillary Clinton on a citizen making memes. But first play in this other news here to kind of make it go full circle. No, not to circle back, but I guess I will be circling back, like Jen Psaki likes to say. Folks, there's compilations of Jen Psaki. It's some of the funniest stuff ever. Maybe I'll have time to air it today. There's an compilation of Jen Psaki. Hilarious. Just shows how dumb she is. And then there's a compilation of her saying circle back, which just shows how she can't even answer a question. But I'll circle back to the vengeance of Hillary Clinton on a meme maker. But first, here we go. At Davos, Vladimir Putin points to United States to warn big tech is driving social divisions. Also made other key statements about big tech rigging democracy or sabotaging democracy. So the world is waking up to big tech. But see, the problem is they're all in bed with China. So China is the real problem with their communist party. If you want to make big tech have free speech again, tell them to get out of bed with China. Maybe tell China to quit having millions of slaves. It would help too. And so remember, when Biden got into the White House with the inauguration, you had 15-1 dislikes to likes on all of his videos. So what did YouTube do or Google do? They went in and they just erased the dislikes. They just said, nope, we don't count these dislikes. And then you looked at the comments, and almost every comment was Joe Biden is a pedophile. Joe Biden cheated. He didn't actually win. So what do? They erased and banned the comments. Well, now the same thing has happened with Robin Hood. So not only did Robin Hood, at the behest of the White House, cancel all the trades on the short squeeze that was bankrupting the hedge fund billionaires on Wall Street, then after all the negative reviews of the Robin Hood users that got screwed over started pouring in, Google deleted the negative reviews for Robin Hood's app. You see how it's all rigged? And you know, well, I won't go off too far on this, but I mean, look, it is frustrating because InfoWars is the most popular news network in the world. But see, we don't actually get to flex that popularity or exhibit that popularity or embrace that popularity because we're banned everywhere. If we were still on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything else, we would be numero uno in the world. And quite frankly, we still compete with all these people just with our own servers and platforms. So it's a good thing we've been hardened and built for this age of censorship. But, you know, it's just another example of how everything is rigged. Everything in culture and civilization is rigged for the elite, for the power brokers. And now Representative Paul Gosar has called for the Department of Justice to investigate Robin Hood and Citadel Hedge Fund, and then others will also be involved in that investigation because it's all illegal what they did to bail out the hedge fund billionaires. Not a normal, typical bailout of, oh, here's cash, here's a check, but a bailout of stopping the market, ending the free market to stop their losses from happening. Now, do you think anything is going to be done about this in the Biden administration? Well, I sure hope not, because you're going to be let down royally. Here's an example of why. Gateway Pundit headline. Disgraced former FBI agent Peter Stroke's wife, Melissa Hodgman, named acting director of the Division of Enforcement for the Security and Exchange Commission. Oh. First of all, why is she still with him if he was having affairs with Lisa Page? Or was that just a cover-up? Was the affair with Lisa Page a cover-up or an excuse for the words that they were exchanging? Or is it all about power? Does she stick with him because of the power? And now she gets to feel some of that power because she's now the acting director in the Division of Enforcement at the SEC, Peter Stroke's wife. You think the Biden administration is going to do anything about this? And you know, I remember when Barstool Sports was coming up, Dave Portnoy, and it was just really popular. I was just in college at the time, you know, really popular. The whole notion was you're with your drinking buddies sitting on the bar stool and talking sports. And so that's kind of what their platform was. It's become much more diverse. But, you know, he was on with Tucker Carlson last night saying he won't rest until someone goes to jail for this. And so Dave Portnoy, legit guy, just a real dude, is just another example of more people who have made a name for themselves. More people who have influenced the culture and individuals that are just waking up to how corrupt it is and are just sick and tired of it. So yeah, going from the pizza review to day trader to now wanting to use his full, oh yeah, and also saving small businesses to now wanting to use his full force and might to make sure whoever is responsible for stopping the short squeeze to bail out the hedge fund billionaires goes to jail. Well, I believe Dave Portnoy in that pursuit. And what he's going to learn is how the whole thing was always rigged and how the people that would be responsible for bringing to justice those in the Robin Hood app or at Citadel or anybody else are all on the same team. So it's good that people are having this revelation. Portnoy probably already knows that, but he's now going to have that physical battle or that intellectual battle in real time, and the public's going to see. By the way, Apple, that does have millions of slaves making their phones. Just had their first $100 billion quarter in sales. So, but here's the thing. Just like, now it's a different algorithm, if you will, but it's the same in its formula. Just like these hedge fund billionaires make bets to basically put brick and mortar stores out of business, but then they make a bunch of money on their bets, shorting them. This same method is basically used in the global economy by Apple and by all these people that go to China. Yeah, Apple's not going to make $100 billion in a quarter if they're manufacturing their goods in the United States of America, because they have to pay their employees a reasonable wage. I think $10 an hour to work at Apple would probably not even be fair. I mean, I don't know what an Apple genius makes. I think they make it probably about 15 price starting to be an Apple genius. But let's say Apple paid their, even if it was minimum wage, they're paying the equivalent of 50 cents a day, 50 cents a day, 16 hour days to work in a Apple factory in China. So yeah, you can make $100 billion in sales when you have one worker for 50 cents a day making cell phones that you sell for $1,200. And then you have on the back end, you have a business model that makes sure that people are always buying a new phone every 2 years. Which, remember when Apple got in trouble for that, and there were big lawsuits and there were payouts? Apple rigging their own software to malfunction, so you have to get another phone. Oh, you forgot about that. So it doesn't just happen on Wall Street, folks. It happens at Apple. It happens at all these big corporations. So I'm not sure how you leverage this into righting this wrong with Apple and all the other people that go and manufacture their goods in China and then become filthy rich doing it with their Chinese slaves. But this is next. We will free the people of China. Mark my words, the people of China will be free. And we got our own battles to fight here in America to free ourselves. But once we overturn the globalists here in America, that will set in place the dominoes worldwide, and we will free the slaves of China. We will. And we'll know who was responsible, Apple, Google. We'll know who was responsible for the slaves in China. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I circle back. Nothing will be done about the insider trading. But if you made a meme in 2016 about Hillary Clinton, you're going to jail for 10 years. That's how overturned the system is. That's why we must put a restoration of real justice and the republic back, because it's all rigged right now when you get away with rigging the market, but you can't even make a meme without facing jail time.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well,
same things would happen to our troops. And thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal state law. This is violence being carried out against us by a medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Henry Davis is my next guest. He had a viral video. It was unbelievable how viral it went. We had stories all over the internet. It was played on Rush Limbaugh and other radio programs. Here is the video, in case you haven't seen it, that went mega ultra viral.
The stroke of a pen. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense how at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs. I just bought this car. Had a 6-year payment plan on it. So I'm probably going to have to sell the car. And then probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage.
Milwaukee.
Just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. How did Donald Trump? I know how. They took it. They didn't steal the election. When you steal something, that's when no one knows that you took it. But they outright, boldly went in and said, we're going to take this presidency from you. Screw the American people. Screw you, Donald Trump. Screw everybody. America last. And oh, by the way, you guys are going to lose your job.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Henry Davis has had many viral videos, but this perhaps is his most viral ever. Now, I want to tell you something here. I had to debate in my mind what to do about this, because I've known Henry. We've been in contact before. We're both from St. Louis. And when I saw the video, I said, I didn't realize Henry worked at the oil companies and the pipelines. That must be a new thing. Maybe there's something up here. So I texted him. So here's the deal. It turns out Henry actually does not work on an oil pipeline, but there's a catch here. And so I had to go through all this in my head. It's a true story, the story Henry told, but it's not actually his story. So I'm saying, do I actually want to present this to the public so that the media can run with it? Because you know they're going to do this, folks, and they'll still do it even though I'm about to call them out on it. They're going to say, man in viral video claiming Biden ruined oil industry with stroke of a pen was lying and making it up. And so I sat back and I thought, do I want to give him that ammo? Or do I want to just let the notion that it was Henry that lost the job go on? They fake news all the time. They do the fake news with Bubba Wallace. They do the fake Jussie Smollett. They do the fake Russian collusion. So it's like, do we just let this one go? But then I realized by coming on air and telling the true story and then having them attack us, that actually gives us a bigger victory, because here's what I predict is going to happen, folks. They'll come out and they'll say, oh, Henry Davis is a liar. This didn't happen. But then there'll be 1,000 actual oil line workers that will come out and say, no, that is what happened. And so, Henry Davis, I got 90 seconds here. We're going to take a short break and then come back. But just talk about, I mean, this, you deleted the video because you didn't, because you made it kind of just as a representation of your friends, but you deleted it when you saw it went mega viral. But what has the response been like?
Well, first of all, I know you got 90 seconds, but I want to say thank you, Owen. We're from St. Louis, and we look after each other. This is my third time on your show. My reaction, the reaction, I mean, like you said, it's mega viral. But the reaction that I've been getting from this video is, Henry, I'm sorry you lost your job. I feel so bad for you. I'm praying for you and your family. And I'm like, well, all of that is true, but it wasn't my, I didn't lose a pipeline job. I lost a whole lot of jobs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you actually got discriminated against. Yeah, you were discriminated against years ago for supporting Trump. You lost jobs just for wearing a Trump hat.
Yeah. In St. Louis, I mean, me being who I am and the popular figure that I am, when I walk into a job interview, oh, you nailed the job interview. Hey, God bless you. I can't wait to work with you. And then once they run my social media, they say, nope, he's a Trump supporter. Job has been filled. We got your application on file, blah, blah, blah. But this particular video was from some guys that wanted me to come down and work for the pipeline back in the summertime. And the reason why I didn't go, because, of course, I couldn't afford to make the trip to Texas and move.
All right, let's pause it right there. Stuff. Henry Davis gives us the real story right here on the Alex Jones Show.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And Henry Davis is with us. The video went mega viral, even on Rush Limbaugh, another fellow St. Louisan, if you will, just down the river there in Cape Girardeau. Henry is going to tell us the real story. Now, the truth is Henry has lost jobs because he wears Trump hats and he does viral videos for Trump, but those were in the past. The video that he did discussing the oil workers losing their jobs, he was actually representing friends of his that lost the jobs but don't have the platform he has. He has a lot of viral videos on Twitter, a lot of followers. So Henry, get into what made you make that video? What's going on with your friends and the oil pipeline? And then everything that's happened since this thing just went totally viral.
Well, let's understand. When I got the call, I was, you know, like he was like, hey man, you know, we're in the same position you're in now. That Biden, he screwed us, man. And the crazy part about it is they voted for Joe Biden. They voted for Joe Biden. So I was like, well, you know, you got screwed, and we prayed together, and we chopped it up for a minute. And they were like, man, could you please, man, do a video about how Biden screwed us over, man, and how he, you know, just took our lives away from us. He lied and said that he wasn't going to do fracking, and he did. And we kind of supported the SOB, you know, but he turned around and screwed us in the back. Can you do a video for us? I said, well, you know, man, I work for the people. Everything I do is most of the time 95% of my messages are what people want to say but don't have the platform to say, whether it has to do with jobs, the economy, politics, you know, Trump, Obama, whatever. So I did the video, and it's almost verbatim. It's almost verbatim if you listen to it. That's why it's so convincing that a lot of people think that it was me, because I'm actually repeating what they were saying. And, you know, and he said, man, I'm just going to go have me a cold beer and, you know, go home and try to figure out how we're going to make it from now. And I was feeling sorry. You know what I'm saying? I felt their pain and, you know, their frustration behind all of it. But then it was that one little thing that was in the back of my mind saying, I told you so. I told you Joe Biden, you know, was gonna do it. But you know, he said he wouldn't do it, and he made a promise that he wouldn't do it. I said, I told you he was gonna do it. So that's what happened. Now, since then, again, it's mega viral. It's on Rush Limbaugh. It's on Newsmax. I'm on InfoWars with my main man, Owen. It's just everywhere. I've been getting tons and tons of messages and phone calls to do interviews. But the only problem that I have with it is I'm a real person. You know, I'm 100%. I don't play no games. I'm not a fake. I'm not a fraud. If I'm hurting and I need a couple dollars, I say, hey, Owen, man, can you send me a little gas money? So I don't have a problem with it, but I don't fake. I don't perpetrate. and try to insinuate something that is not true. And I've been getting a lot of backlash from people saying, "Oh, you're just a liar and you're just doing this for money." And I'm like, I didn't ask anybody for any money. I didn't even put my PayPal link up on the video. Oh, and you know, you're just a fraud and shame on you for doing something like this. So it 95% has been positive and great, you know, and a great response. People saying thank you for your voice, but it's just that 5% of those people that think that I was out to, I don't know, maybe scam people. I haven't made any money off of it. I probably got like what, $120 in PayPal donations, but I get that anyway. So it's not like that. I got a fund set up or nothing like that. And if you, when you made a very good point on, you made an awesome point. Now that my video is out there and that my platform is out there, I can almost guarantee you that an actual person that lost their job is going to have the faith and the courage to come forward. Because you got to understand, a lot of these people voted for Joe Biden. A lot of them voted for Joe Biden.
Well, that's an amazing development that you're bringing up today, that your friends that you represent in that video actually did vote for Joe Biden.
And, I do want to
get back to that. But, you know, don't you think, I mean, because we've had a couple, but they're press conferences. You know, the press conferences where the oil workers come out and they say, yeah, we just had 1,000 men laid off. Yeah, I had to just fire 200 of my guys. We don't have the pipeline. But it's different. You know, that's the thing, is you are real. It's different when it has that real feel, not when it's like a scripted or like a press conference where you expect that, but when it's like just the individual or the group, the bottom line. And so I think that they will continue to say, oh, look, Henry Davis scammed people. He didn't scam anybody. You did a video. You deleted it when you realized that people thought it was your job. Yeah. And you said, hey, I want to correct the record, what you're doing today. But don't you think, though, I mean, I don't know if it'll be your friends, but don't, I mean, you must agree that people that voted for Joe Biden that have now lost their jobs, they're going to be making the videos next and they won't be able to say it's fake.
Yeah. Watch this. I'm telling you, you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen. And then I can take credit for being the pioneer for that. And you know, we all like accolades, you know, we all like to be, you know, applauded and, you know, and pat on the back for what we do, you know, being public figures and all. But I'm starting to look at this as being a blessing, in a sense that somebody is going to have the courage to do it. Somebody is going to come out and finally give their story and show the real effects of them having to move or having to go to the food line. But these guys were making big bucks, man. These guys were bringing home, you know, $5,000 a week, $3,500 a week, take home pay. These guys were getting paid and it's all gone at the stroke of a pen. And I was so hurt. I was so hurt. I didn't even think about the fact that people would think that, you know, it was actually something that I was trying to be a fraud or anything about. I just did it because I felt for it. And plus a friend asked me to do it. And that's what I do. If you look at my page, if you look at my Twitter, if you look at my YouTube, you look at my Facebook, most of my videos are not really about me. I'm making fun of other people. Some of them are about me, but most of them are satire. You know, like today, I did a video where I'm having an abortion tomorrow. Cause you know, I got a real big stomach. So I did a video today. Now I want to see how many people are going to come out and say, black man is having abortion, is having a baby. Wow. What is the world coming to?
Actually so woke of you. That's so woke of you to have an abortion as a man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did a video today. Actually, cause you know, I got a real big stomach. There it is right there.
It's not from that Milwaukee's beast.
No, it's from some beef stew and turkey leg I just had a while ago. But that's the video right there. Now watch how many people will say, actually think, because people don't read. That's another thing I've noticed, you know, by being this whole internet sensation, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people don't read. They don't look at the subliminal messages. They just take it for what it's worth. And then they'll come back and say, oh, you big fraud, you big this, you're just a liar. But I'm gonna tell you one more thing, Owen. I'm gonna tell you one more thing. Whenever I make a video, I've been doing it for 4 years. Whenever I made a video that goes viral or whatever about Donald Trump, I was the coon. I was the Sambo. I was the Uncle Ruckus. I was the Uncle Tom. I was the step and fetch. I was the sellout. Almost every single video I have made, at least, I don't know, 6 videos, 2 of them have gone viral. This is the mega viral. Yeah, look at that stomach. This is the mega viral one. And I have not been called one coon. Because what's happening is black folk are starting to realize my subliminal messages. I think they're starting to realize the point that I've been trying to stress it the whole time. Okay, yeah, I've been talking about Donald Trump and here we go. Let's go Trump. So now that Trump gone, I'm going to say, let's go Biden. Let's go Biden. But I'm going to tell the truth on how he's for abortion, how he's for, you know, illegal immigrants, how he's for fracking, how, you know, how he's for higher taxes, you know, so I'm flipping the script on him. And I have not been called one coon.
Well, yeah, I mean, Joe Biden said you're not black unless you vote for him. So, I mean, I guess that's the dichotomy is, you know, you're all the negative things if you vote Trump and you're not black. But as soon as you support a Democrat, now your black card can be returned to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just don't understand the mentality. And again, my videos, the majority of my videos are the voices that people don't have. But the black community that is really excited about Joe Biden being in office, it makes absolutely no sense to me because he's not going to do one thing to help the black community. Not if anything is going to hurt the black community. And when they talk about people of color and all of that, that's for the Venezuelans and all of these colored immigrants that are coming across the borders. They're the one that's going
to
get the
Henry Davis is with us. We're taking a break. I want to get the update from your friend on what he thinks about all this.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com. Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer in the chair. Henry Davis is still with us. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear here on the Alex Jones Show, once Henry departs from us after this segment, from anybody who's involved in the Wall Street Bets subreddit, or anybody who has been riding the wave as part of Gamergate 2.0 with the GameStop, the AMC. So specifically from Redditors, or retail investors riding this wave, Gamergate 2.0, Wall Street Bet subreddit. We open up the phone line specifically for you, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Again, retail investors riding the Gamergate 2.0 wave and the Wall Street Bets wave. That's coming up. But Henry Davis with us still. And so I wanted to get Henry to talk about what his friend is saying. Now, it's an incredible thing. We're getting this information from Henry today. Nobody else is getting this. Your friends that got their job ripped away from them at the stroke of the pen, as you say in the video, they were Biden voters. They were Biden voters. Now, obviously, they're aware that you made that video, and I'm sure how viral it went. What are they saying to you now in the aftermath of all of this?
I haven't had a personal conversation one-on-one with them because they're just blown away by it. But I did get a text message saying, awesome job. God bless you. Thank you for giving us a voice. And we're just so embarrassed. They're embarrassed. Hearing back, and I'm like, dude. So I text them back. I'm like, dude, why don't you do a video with me? Let's, you know, like kind of like Skype each other or something. And, you know, cause I need to really kind of like almost kind of clear my name a little bit here, you know, but you know, I'm a rebel, but I don't want to become across as being a fake. He's like, dude, you couldn't over my dead body. He said, I would never go public like that because, you know, he's embarrassed about it. It's an embarrassment. It's like when on Price is Right, when you get the wrong price and they go, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, you just knew the price was right. And now, you know, you have nothing. You have nothing at the stroke of a pen. So maybe, you know, later or something, but he'll probably reach out. They'll reach out to me and have the confidence to do it. But for right now, they're just really kind of thanking me and, you know, sent me a few bucks on my PayPal. Appreciate you, Henry. We love you for doing that for us. And we really, really wish we could get our vote back and screw Biden, wow. You know, type. Yeah.
They wish they could take their vote back.
They wish. We wish we'd had it. Well, I can't say what they actually said. They said, we wish we never voted for the MF and we wish we can take our GD vote back. You know,
well, yeah, I think they get the message, you know, and Henry, I saw there was a story in the Western Journal. It said, and your friends are lumped into this. I don't know if they were part of the study, but 17% of Biden voters already have voters remorse. 17%. Yeah. Now, if you took away 17% of the fake vote for Biden, it was fake. He didn't get 80 million votes. But let's say you take away 17% of the fake 80 million. Well, Trump already wins. So to me, I mean, the voters' remorse for Biden is already so much that he's already a dead duck president. He's already lost any support he had.
I mean, he couldn't even find a pen. He couldn't find the jacket pocket for his pants. he couldn't find, and he's reading off of what they call them?
The note cards. Yeah, he's got note cards now.
He's got note cards, dude. The dude that signed what, and now don't fact check me on for all you fact checkers, what? 35, 38, executive orders in the first, what, week? This is insane. This is insane what this man is doing. And I really do believe it's Obama too. It's Obama part two. And I think it's all to get back at, former President Donald Trump. But I'm excited. I'm excited to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm excited to keep, putting the backlash out there and the pushback out there in a satire, funny, serious, informational, inspirational way, with this dude. But it is absolutely insane how a lot of people that voted for this man is really, really, really regretting that they did. Even the dead people regretting it.
Well, you said it to your friends. I mean, you know, that they were going to regret it. And by the way, folks, Henry didn't even ask to promote for us to bring up his PayPal, but folks, he really does do a lot for the community in St. Louis, and he's literally been fired for jobs just because he wears a Trump hat around the neighborhood. He took a lot of courage to do that. So guys, if you want to flash his PayPal up, so if people want to support him and his community outreach there in St. Louis, but I'm curious about what you're doing now. I mean, cause the people that would come after you in the community, I mean, folks, he would be threatened too. The people that would come after you in the community for wearing the Trump hat, I mean, what are they saying now?
Damn, I love you, Owen. You asked the awesome questions. This is the thing about me. Because I built playgrounds here in the black community, because I volunteer for the food pantry, because I stand out in the cold weather and pass out food to needing families, because I helped tear down over 400 vacant buildings with the St. Louis Blight Authority with Bill Pulte, because we gave free land, vacant lots to homeowners in the community, because I pull up to a gas station and if I only have $5, somebody's out there and they say, hey man, can you got a dollar? I give them my $5 and I put some of this stuff on camera so people that can see, because I do this stuff. I never lost my hood card. I can walk around anywhere in this city with my Donald Trump on, Make America Great Again. People say, what's up, Henry? Go Trump. You know, and they can't stand Donald Trump, but they love me. Why? Because I've always been true to myself. I've always been true to my community. I never sold out my hood. And that's why I'm still in the hood. If I was one of those people that would have just said, well, you know, I'm going to ride with Donald Trump. You know, let's just go ahead and forget the black community, all the offers I had. To say, hey, Henry, your community is a lost cause. If you just come over to this side with us, you can be a lot more successful in getting your message across and be this. I said, no, man. I said, because when this all is said and done, I got to walk these streets. I got to walk around the streets of St. Louis with my Trump hat on, with my Trump jacket on. I got to walk around like that. And there's not one person. In the beginning, I used to have death threats, dead raccoons on my porch, dead possums. People used to vandalize my car and stuff like that. But this was like in the first few months of Trump's presidency. But then once people started seeing me on the television here and seeing what I was doing in the community and see how I don't care if I'm down and out sleeping in my car or in a shelter or whatever the case may be, I'm still about helping people, because the Conservative Urban Project is to help the addicted, the afflicted, the distraught youth, single moms, single dads, and our veterans. And that's what I'm doing with the CUP, the Conservative Urban Project. That's what I'm doing with it. I'm a conservative,
In
the urban community, and it's a project to do what I'm doing.
Well, we've only got 30 seconds left here, and we talked about the main subject, but let's get you back on the War Room next week to actually talk about what you're doing there. And, you know, people need to know here, you know, St. Louis doesn't get enough credit, and you know, it's a downtrodden city, there's no doubt. But, boy, we make them tough, don't we, Henry? We make them tough.
Yes. Yes, sir. Every Thursday, I'm giving out food up here at Goodfellow. I mean, on Natural Bridge and Kenilworth. I'm helping to give out food with the mayor of Pine Lawn. Well, not every Thursday, but every other Thursday.
Well, that's good. The mayor's getting involved too. That's a nice change.
The mayor of Pine Lawn.
The mayor was just a joke. Henry, God love you. We'll speak again soon.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out, because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. We've got people who are involved right now in Wall Street bets and the Gamergate 2.0 Reddit phenomenon. We're going to be going to them shortly. Reminder, ladies and gentlemen, last 2 days for the January super sale at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Big discounts on supplements like Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, Pure Turmeric Extract, Survival Shield X2. Toothpaste, pollen block, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, I think it's $100 off right now. I was plugging the Alexa Pure Breeze. I love it so much. I have three in my house. I was plugging the Alexa Pure Breeze, and I forgot to mention, I think it's $100 off right now. Guys, pull up the Alexa Pure Breeze so I can be accurate. But there's a big discount on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, the best on the market. And as I said, I have three in my house. In fact, when there was a big pollen mold season here in Texas about 2-3 weeks ago. And normally I get allergies maybe once or so a year, and we were out of pollen block at the time, but it was really creeping up on me in my sleep. I'm not even kidding you. I put my three Alexa Pure Breezes surrounded my bed. I'm not even kidding you. I did this, and I actually didn't have the stuffy nose all that night. So that's kind of crazy. So it's actually $130 off right now, the Alexa Pure Breeze. I mean, folks, this is basically, I mean, we're selling this thing almost at cost. We're just trying to move product and stay on air. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter at InfoWarsStore.com. The hats, the t-shirts, the supplements, the survival gear, the water filters, the emergency food supplies. huge, huge selection at InfoWarsStore.com, but 2 days left on the big discounts for the January 2021 mega sale. Well, we requested for Redditors on Wall Street Bets or people who are riding the Gamergate 2.0 wave on the stock market today to call in. And so we've got them on the line now. And so we go to Nick in Michigan. He's on Wall Street Bets subreddit. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Great. What do you want to talk about with Wall Street Bets? There's so much to this that we can discuss. What we're doing to the shorts, what are we doing to Robinhood, what are we doing to our looking at the future here. So whatever you want to talk about.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not in the stock market, and I don't do financial advice, and so you are the expert today.
Great. So for those of you who don't know what Wall Street Bets is, essentially it's gained a lot of traction recently, but back when it was founded, it was basically a bunch of college students doing degenerate option trading. So they'll gamble on the stock market. And as the coronavirus pandemic occurred, we had more people getting money due to the stimulus checks, and they basically YOLO'd it is the term that they use.
You only live once. That was an old saying. I guess it's back.
Yes, exactly. And that's a very popular term that we use in the Wall Street Bets with many other quite comical terms. But essentially, that's what started this whole GameStop thing, is a user named Deep F Value YOLO'd a lot of money onto GameStop about in 2019, and now we see where we're at today, where it's at $340 around there. Sorry, $284. But
and that would even be higher, correct, if they didn't rig the market and Robinhood didn't shut down the trades?
Absolutely, and you teed me up perfectly for this. So essentially what we're doing now is what, and this is not financial advice by any means, but if you want, what we're doing and what most people in America and around the world are doing right now are buying these stocks that Robinhood, Webull, and many other trading platforms blocked us from trading yesterday just to get the final say in. So as you saw today, I mean, the volume is up massively on AMC, GME, all these stocks that were blocked yesterday from us being able to trade on. So this is essentially a big screw you to Wall Street and to other capital firms such as Melvin Capital, Citron, et cetera. So essentially that's what we're playing the long here. And also I'd like to note, there you go, just up on screen, Google deletes nearly 100K negative reviews. That was the next topic that I was going to get into. We see this with Joe Biden as well, as you touched on earlier in the show today, where they're removing negative comments and dislikes on YouTube channel. We're really seeing here is a full collusion, and this is a great moment in American history because we have unified the left and the right wing moderate, and I believe that this is extremely important moving forward. So what started off as a joke as a bunch of 20-year-olds YOLOing, again, I bring that term in, option trading has really been a foundation and beginning stepping stone for us to come together and unify.
Well, in such an organic way of like Robinhood taking from the corrupt rich and giving to the poor, completely legally and lawfully, a redistribution of wealth in an organic fashion. I mean, it's genius in so many ways, and that's why they're so panicked over it. That's why, and as you said, the collusion of big tech now with Wall Street and the censorship has been totally blown out of the water. And now the Democrats who are anti-Wall Street are saying, oh, the poor hedge fund managers like Elizabeth Warren. I wonder how long it's going to be before AOC sells out to Wall Street, because she's got two choices. She can either stay true to her guns and go up against Wall Street, or she's going to have to sell out to Wall Street. And I think we're going to find out real quick how that goes. Nick, thank you so much for that excellent call. Let's go to Mike in Missouri, also on the Wall Street Bets Reddit. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I actually follow some of the stuff on Twitter, and what I basically seen unfold was somebody uncovered that the Melvin Capital Group was shorting, basically naked shorting, 136% of the total supply of the stock. And that's what initially caused all these people to rush into the GameStop stock that this Melvin Capital was shorting. And they basically had to step in and stop it for that reason. And I mean, this is just my own opinion, but I almost see this as the Lehman Brothers moment 2.0, where they just stopped it. And we're seeing, like, in this middle of, like, time where they're basically about to flip the switch into something else. I don't really know what, but I just feel like this is so much bigger than everybody really thinks or really
realize. You're 100% right. In fact, I have a Subscribestar account where I'll do some nighttime updates and posts and stuff on my Subscribestar. And I did a post last night exactly what you're talking about, how this is much bigger than just what we're seeing right now. Because first of all, just as more general, drawing back from this, look at what they did on election night. What was happening? Trump was winning. What'd they do? They said, stop counting. Stop the count. Trump is winning. We can't have this. This is not what we want. So they stopped counting and they brought in their illegal votes and stole it for Biden. What happened when the Hunter Biden laptop was going viral? They said, stop. Stop Twitter. Stop social media. Stop the New York Post. Ban it. Stop it. So it's the same dynamic now, where the billionaire hedge fund managers are doing what they always do, trying to short a stock, destroy a brick and mortar store, enrich themselves, take advantage of the plebs, the retail investors. But then, the retail investors threw a curveball their way, beat them at their own game. So what did they say? They said, stop. We can't have the trading. We can't have the billionaire hedge fund managers lose all their money. No, we can't have this. And so it's all been totally exposed. The whole world sees it. And now you're going to have politicians, but the pressure is going to be on the Democrat Party here. Politicians who are either going to have to step up and do something about this or let it happen, and then we'll know who they really are. We'll know who really owns them. And when you have Peter Strzok's wife on the Security and Exchange Commission, don't expect them to do anything. And then where was Psaki's husband, or what was it? What was it, Psaki's deal? What? Where is Psaki's brother? At Citadel? Mike, 30 seconds, final comments.
Yeah, so what's interesting about that, where you're really bringing it full circle, is that after they shut down being able to trade with GameStop, they actually went on to run AMC stock. AMC stock is tied to Silver Lake. Silver Lake was the former owner of SolarWinds, dumped their stock right before the hack. So this is
This is really going deep, man.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has the right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words.
So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The emperor has no clothes, as the saying goes. Ladies and gentlemen, the awakening is on. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be ugly. But it's inevitable at this point. The fake pandemic, the masks, the vaccines, it's just blowing up in their face. The fake election of Biden, the rigged vote, and now Biden just selling everybody out that he said he would have their backs. I mean, it's just totally exposed. And now, unifying all of it is the Wall Street Bet's exposure of the rigged stock market, which we all knew was rigged, but now people can see it in practice. And so we're continuing to take calls. By the way, Alex Jones coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, a big war room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. It's all at band.video, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Back to the phone lines. Regan, calling in from Alabama, is on the Reddit boards there doing the trading. Regan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
All right. How you doing, Owen?
Doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So I originally hopped on this trend about a few days ago, and I've been keeping close tabs on this for pretty much every single day now that I've joined. And there's just a few interesting things I've seen so far. For example, Robinhood staff is apparently upset about what they're doing. So you know what they're doing? They're just giving them $40 DoorDash gift cards.
Wait. So you're saying that inside the company there's some backlash and they're silencing them with dinner?
Yes.
Wow. Yep. That's not going to go well.
Yeah. But the Reddit itself is amazing. It's an absolutely amazing experience. There's this, a whole lot of community. It's grown from like 1.7 million followers to 6.2 million today. At this moment, it's amazing. There's just a lot of news going around. Everyone's sharing what they're finding. It's an amazing experience, man.
Yeah, and I bet the same people that Robin and Pry invested in DoorDash right before those gift cards came out magically. But, you know... Here's the other thing, too, that's going to be coming up about this. You're going to see people, and I think it's going to start coming to fruition probably next week, but you're already seeing it. They're mad that people are making money. They're mad that people are getting rich and it's not the billionaires. I mean, you see them, they're like crying on MSNBC and stuff about it. Elizabeth Warren saying, oh, this is devastating. I mean, I see these young people. I see these people on the message boards. I see people making $50,000, $100,000 on trades in a week. I'm like, man, that's awesome. That's organic redistribution of wealth without the government. That's beating the bad guy at his own game. I don't get jealous of these people, but that jealousy of these people that did this smart move is going to start showing in members of the media and in our Congress. I guarantee you that starts showing soon.
Oh, yeah. It's okay when they rig the market, but, you know, when a little guy starts to get a piece of the pie, you know, that's not acceptable. We gotta change some things so that doesn't happen again.
And they wish they were as smart as these people on Reddit. They wish they were as smart as Wall Street Bets. They wish they were as smart as the Gamergate 2.0 crowd, because they just want to do it all with the government. Oh, we need government this, we need government that, we need more power. The Redditors, the Gamergate people, all of them did it without a single anything from the government or any government intervention. It's the true free market being exercised. And it shows you when you win in the free market, then they rig it and they stop it.
Yep. Exactly.
Unbelievable, Reagan. Well, I wish you the best in your financial pursuits. I hope you're one of the big victors. Thank you for calling. Tyler in Texas, he's been in on the trading as well. Tyler, thank you for joining us. What would you like to say about what you're experiencing, Tyler?
I just wanted to say I feel like it's kind of great that it's bringing people together and uniting against the ruling class that, you know, like you said, they're pissed off that Joe Schmo is able to make some money and they're losing billions. Someone said the other day, buying GME feels like voting for Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're going to see as soon as they realize, and I almost don't want to say this, but I'll be the one that said it. As soon as they realize that most of these people that are doing this are Trump supporters, they're going to panic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, CNN's already saying, oh, the white supremacists are fucking over the hedge funds.
I mean, think about that. These are the people against the billionaire elite class, against the Wall Street rigging of the markets, against all this stuff. And then when we finally beat them, when we finally redistribute their wealth, when we finally have them shut down, all organically, all legally by the books, then what do? They come out with the old saying, you're a white supremacist. I mean, this is going to be devastating to any credibility that the news or that these politicians on the left of the Democrat Party, any credibility they have left, I'm telling you, it is sinking faster than Melvin Capital.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
Anything else, Tyler?
I just wanted to thank you for everything y'all are doing over at InfoWars. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, that's awesome, man. We thank you. We're all in this together, kind of like we're like the Gamergate 2.0 Wall Street Bets just of news and information. And so we all hopped on this train of InfoWars long ago, and we're still here beating the rigged media, beating the fake news. So we thank you as well. Let's go to Tim, also in Texas. He's been riding the Wall Street Bets wave. Tim, what would you like to talk about?
I'd just like to talk about more of the politics side of this whole thing, because you had, you know, AOC and Rashida Tlaib on the Democrat side calling about, you know, getting some positive legislation done in terms of basically saying Robinhood shouldn't have done this, TD Ameritrade shouldn't have done this in terms of limiting the buying on the stocks of GME, AMC, BlackBerry, stuff like that.
I suspect, what do you think? How long is that going to last? How long is that rhetoric going to last as soon as they find out that most of these people were Trump supporters and that Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and the rest are going to be siding with Wall Street?
Well, that's exactly a good point. Ted Cruz agreed with AOC, and then AOC called him a murderer on Twitter last night.
I saw
that. So you finally think that you're going to have some unity between the two parties, and then the Democrat Party can't ever come over and say, hey, you know, let's find the middle ground. They have to call somebody out on just being
which let's take
basically
this opportunity to explain what unity means to the Democrat Party. Unity to the Democrat Party is you do everything they want you to do. That's unity. Mm-hmm. Unity to the Democrat Party is you compromise everything and you give them everything. They're totalitarians. That's unity to them.
Exactly. Yep. There's no middle ground. It's basically you come to our side or else. And then it's interesting how Robinhood also started allowing trades today, but also in limited quantities. So it's still not free market capitalism at this point. It's basically we're all upholding to our government overlords or our financial overlords at this point.
Incredible. It's all being exposed. Tim, thank you so much for the call. Chris in California, what would you like to say about all of this?
Owen, I want to talk for a second about the fear that's being perpetuated out there about the price that these stocks are trading at right now. A lot of people are saying, hey, you know, these retail investors are going to get hurt because these companies aren't worth what they're trading at right now. And that's coming from a place of complete lack of knowledge. These companies have traded at these market caps before. And when I talk about market cap, that's a term that's basically loosely correlated to the value that a company has. So when you look at a stock like AMC, a company like AMC, that company is right now trading at a value of $5 billion. Now, I guarantee you, if Disney were to come along and offer them $20 billion to buy out AMC and basically go into their corporate monopolistic portfolio, where then Disney could utilize AMC to open up an e-commerce vertical play, right? They could basically monopolize AMC into their brand and do it for $20 billion. I guarantee you those same hacks that come on CNBC and talk about how this thing might be manipulated by Russia would come on and tell you that Disney made a fantastic purchase of AMC, and they actually came in and saved the retail investor, because what would happen is, because AMC trades at $5 billion right now and they bought it for $20 billion, they would buy out those shares for four times what it trades at right now.
But wouldn't that actually just bail out the hedge fund managers? Because they have to pay that number no matter what the company's worth.
It absolutely would. And that's what I'm saying, is it's the double standard, and it's the way that they would perceive it if like Disney.
We're going to a break here, Chris. Thank you for the call. This is just incredible. So much is being revealed, and it's just hilarious to see Biden in the White House as all this is going on, flopping around, can't even speak, needs note cards, being defeated intellectually by a pen. And it's just like, wow. So the world is awakening, but there's going to be pushback, no doubt. Alex Jones coming up on the other side.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover.
Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a literal silver bullet to slay the globalist werewolf, the globalist gargoyle. I'm about to lay out the silver bullet. If you think GameStop has brought the corrupt Wall Street hyenas to their knees, wait until you hear about this.
Wall Street screws over the little guy routinely on a daily basis, And then when they screw up big time, guess what? We're too big to fail, and the little guy bails them out. We've seen it happen again and again, and it's maddening.
We are seeing a phenomenon that I have never seen. And that is the phenomena of the Wall Street bets people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have ganged up, and arguably it's allowed by free speech purposes, to center on a few stocks, GameStop. Right now, an astounding 144% of GameStop shares have been sold short. Oh, that's far more than there is. That's not right. It's shares can't be borrowed. When you can't find shares to borrow, your broker will close out your short position, which is how something like GameStop could tack on 27% today. The thing is, this is not a regular short squeeze. We have a ton of enthusiastic young buyers in this market. They love to get behind stocks and flood all the social media sites with recommendations.
There are a lot of tears being felt throughout the business that you made your living in, and I'm curious to get your reaction to this notion of this uprising, a revolt, if you will, against the hedge fund community.
Why I did a $12 billion hedge fund implode basically overnight, because a lot of people saw that 130%, of all shares were in a short position. When we have that kind of leverage and reckless investing from, hedge funds, and people see that and take advantage of that. That's what the free market is.
All of this nonsense, all of this noise, all of this whining by Wall Street, it's making me sick. 140% of GameStop was short. I didn't hear one person on TV complaining about Wall Street trying to crush GameStop. 140% short. I told my subscribers, buy this stock, and they made a fortune.
So they create an environment of free money. We have no commissions anymore because of Robinhood. We have an administration that is spending money like drunken sailors.
Because of the power of the internet, it just shows you, it levels the playing field, it really does, and it can really cause massive pain for the traditional financial structure where they think they have the access to all the information and the monopoly on how trading goes, and look what happens when it gets reversed. It can get very ugly very fast.
I understand what's going on in the market. This is not going to end well when it ends, and the bigger question is, when does it end? I don't think it ends soon, but I think it will end, and it will end very badly for the public.
This isn't just a traditional kind of pump and dump, which I feel like a lot of people on your network are characterizing it as. I think it's a much broader socioeconomic movement, and a lot of these traders on Wall Street bets, quite frankly, don't care whether or not they make or lose money.
There are, frankly, as you know, a lot of angry customers out there and a lot of questions about what took place and the decisions that you made to limit so many of your customers' ability to buy stocks like GameStop. Questions about whether you have a liquidity problem, whether you're trying to protect them from themselves, whether Citadel did this. Explain what happened today.
Hedge funds are getting smoked. Billionaires are getting smoked. So we're no longer going to let you trade on certain stocks, GMC, AMC, NOC. We're just shutting it off. You can't buy those stocks anymore. You can only sell them. We are going to crash those stocks so all our hedge fund billionaire friends can get out and not get killed. It is one of the most remarkable, illegal, shocking robberies in the history, in plain sight.
We made the decision in the morning to limit the buying of about 13 securities on our platform. So to be clear, customers could still sell those securities if they had positions in them, and they could also trade in the thousands of other securities on our platform. So it was a difficult decision, and that's what we had to do as part of normal operations.
You can't allow Wall Street to short 75% of a stock and nobody says anything, crush these companies into the dirt, and then when the individual investor makes money...
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Allow Wall Street to short 75% of a stock and nobody says anything, crush these companies into the dirt, and then when the individual investor makes money, everyone's up in arms. Oh, they're going to lose their shirt. Don't you think people are trading? If they traded 80 billion shares today, people are ringing the register. I have a kid who bought a house. He made $50,000 and bought a house.
The reason the market is doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting the checks from the government, okay? And this fair share is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of attacking wealthy people. And, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
Predatory short selling is the basis of the modern stock market in the last 50 years. If you go back to what happened in 1929, it was something similar, but the banks cut off credit for 10 years to consolidate power and to take control of most of the land and businesses in the United States. So since stock markets got invented in England over 500 years ago, this has been a routine scam run by the elites to consolidate power and control. That's how the Rothschilds in 1815 bought up 98% of the stock market on pennies on the pound because they were able to get a messenger pigeons back to fast corvette boats that went across the English Channel from Europe to say that Lord Wellington had lost to Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo. Of course, we all know that that was Napoleon's Waterloo. He really lost. But by the Rothschilds putting it out that Lord Wellington had lost, the stock market plunged. They were able to consolidate control. So what we're seeing with GameStop, AMC, and eight other stocks that these predatory hedge funds have been short selling and targeting is the reversal of the roles. And that's why they're so upset. That's why big tech has joined in along with this Robinhood trading platform and these other hedge funds to try to stop trading yesterday. Now that is insider trading. That's illegal. So now there's criminal investigations of that. There's also criminal investigations of who supposedly had the first idea to prop up this brick and mortar stock. So yes, stock markets have always had a casino aspect to them. But in the 500 plus years of stock markets that started in England, they've gotten more and more and more corrupt. And so you've got valuations of companies, 100 to 1, 200 to 1, what their actual earnings are. But GameStop scares the system for a much bigger reason. It is a relatively small stock, and it's already caused tens of billions of dollars of loss by these hedge funds that were planning to bankrupt it. If the people on Reddit and on Facebook and across the world ever realize what's happening with silver, and they are realizing it, it's game over for the globalists. They are trading hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Usually it's about 200 times the amount of paper silver that there actually is real silver in the world, and they use that to manipulate the price and hold it down anytime it starts going up
because then they can dump limited amounts of their paper silver, and it creates the illusion that silver actually doesn't have value when really silver is hundreds of times more valued than what it really is. You understand? It's a real, tangible commodity that's used in construction, that's used in electronics, that's used in microchips. It's been valued for over 6,000 years. Same thing with gold. So Max Keiser came on my show 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago. I'm going to try to get him on next week. And he hammered the point that if people simply start demanding physical delivery of silver in the market with their trades, that it will bankrupt JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, all of them will go down because the amount that they're leveraged against silver is, again, hundreds and hundreds of times bigger conservatively what GameStop is. Now, even if the public starts trying to prop up these 10 stocks, not just GameStop and not just AMC, it's game over as well for the globalists. So it shows they think they're masters of the universe, but they're just these little men behind the curtains. And as soon as people are aware of the scam of the private Federal Reserve, as soon as they're aware of the scam of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, as soon as they're aware of the scams of the Great Reset and Operation Lockstep and Event 201 of the Rockefellers and Bill Gates, it's over, ladies and gentlemen. They literally have set up these scams. They admit that this Operation Lockstep, now known as the Great Reset and Build Back Better, is meant to collapse the entire organic Main Street and small town and middle class economies and vertically integrate all of those trillions of dollars of wealth into the big mega banks that control big tech. That's why big tech has basically doubled its profits last year under the lockdown. That's why the lockdown is permanent, because they're forcing the old economy to die and forcing onto their new economy to consolidate power. And then they use the excuse of, well, it's for the environment. So that's why we've cut the energy off. That's why we're shutting down the pipelines. That's why we're shutting down the travel, because it's good for the earth. No, it's good for them to consolidate and bankrupt society in a consolidation. This is just a high-tech model of what was done in 1929 in the global crash. Again, silver is the number one target to bring down these criminals and to expose the fact that the whole system's a fraud, because they are leveraging 100, 200, 300, sometimes 400 or 500 times more silver paper in the market to suppress the value of silver, to basically short it, and then make billions and billions of dollars every month doing it. So if that gets exposed, that they're engaged in basically fractional reserve banking manipulation of silver, it's game over. This is the Achilles heel. It's the soft underbelly. It is the kill shot. It is the target politically to expose these criminals. Stop projecting your goodness onto the globalist and on to the top firms in Wall Street. They are predatory. Wall Street in general is great. Stocks are wonderful to promote products and great companies. But the top is predatory. It's been predatory for a long time. And it's seeking to break the social contract and consolidate power where there are no little guys anymore. Well, it's time for us, the little guys, the Lilliputians, to get together and to stand up and say no to this. It is the big banks, it is Wall Street that own big tech, and they are the ones running the Great Reset. This is modern economic warfare against you and your family. And so, all's fair in love and war. This is a peaceful, nonviolent way to fight back. I suggest silver and the other 8 big stocks they've been shorting. Everybody should now get involved. I have never traded stock online. I've studied it. I know how it works, but I've stayed out of it because it's so corrupt. But now at this point, as a weapon, I myself am going to get into the stock market today to fight back against these monsters and try to prop up brick and mortar and Main Street companies to let the globalists know that we're not going to let them impoverish us and bring us into Agenda 2030 and their Great Reset. We are going to build back better by defeating them with our Great Reset against their Great Reset. That is what this is. This is the real Great Awakening, and all of you are part of it. The globalists don't want you to know how things work. They don't want you to study how the world really operates, because the insiders can only have power and control if they're like a magician and you're unaware of the rabbit trick. You're unaware of the secret compartment, the table, where he puts the hat down, reaches down, opens up the compartment and the hat in the table and pulls out the rabbit beneath. If you're a child, it seems like magic. But if you didn't know how it works, then it's all a giant fraud. Like, anybody can go look up and find out that Bill Gates and Fauci were funding coronavirus, COVID-19, Chimera, gain-of-function stuff at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It was in all the big publications. And when it came out that it was so dangerous, they moved it to Wuhan. And then it got leaked out of Wuhan. That's all a fact. But, oh, Bill Gates goes on TV and says, that's a conspiracy theory, hoping you don't go look up Newsweek and the Journal of Science and the Journal of Nature and just everything else. Before this ever happened, they warned that it was dangerous and that Fauci was doing it. And so it's the same thing. If you have a knowledge of how these scams work, you can protect yourself. Now, I don't ever give financial advice, and I'm not a financial advisor. I told you, I've never invested in the stock market. This is a populist movement against the worst elements of Wall Street, these big out-of-control hedge funds. And so that's what I'm personally doing, and I think a lot of other people should do it. But don't do it with money you can't lose. That's what I personalize myself. And I wouldn't do it with large amounts of money. I'm personally interested in these small amounts of money just so I can be populist, just like I'll talk to somebody in the lobby of this hotel and say, hey, the masks are a fraud. They don't protect you. COVID's a fraud. It's all a giant power grab. They're counting all the deaths from other diseases. Because I don't just talk on the radio. I talk in the third dimension. I talk on the streets. So this is a real populist movement that's got the system scared. And like I said, the silver thing is their Achilles heel. It's the silver bullet. And so that's what I'm doing. All right, I'll see you all live on the radio. Owen Schroyer is hosting the rest of the show today. But then I'll be back with a special Saturday show tomorrow that's going to air at 4 p.m. and the regular Sunday show, 4 p.m. as well. Only way the word gets out is you spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. And you've been doing it. Millions of visitors a day. We're getting past the electronic Berlin Wall. We're getting past the censors. And it's all because of you. So this is really, again, a populist team effort. So wherever you are in the world, no matter what color you are, your religion doesn't matter. If you love freedom, we're in this together. So God bless, good luck, and please take action. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Elizabeth Warren just jumped the shark. Elizabeth Warren has called for the arrest of private American citizens that tried to support an American company that ruthless hedge funds are trying to bankrupt. This is the new revolution. And this is the people just beginning to fight back. We are witnessing history unfold. Elizabeth Warren is a monster. She poses as a liberal of the people. She also poses as a Native American when she's not. But now she has come out. When you've got Ted Cruz, a Republican, AOC, a Democrat, saying that they need to charge the big hedge funds, they need to charge Robinhood for shutting out millions of private investors from being able to buy a stock. She has come out and said, arrest the Redditors. Arrest the people that went and decided to prop up an American stock that was being raided by the hedge funds that were putting in the short sell deals on it. This is just next level. The article's on InfoWars.com. She sent a letter to the Justice Department. She wants them arrested because they saw all these big hedge funds ganging up on this GameStop, American company, and now she thinks that's illegal. She says that destabilizes the financial system. So the financial system serves the globalist, I guess. It serves these groups coming in and raiding small American companies, bankrupting Fortune 5,000 companies. And we all know it's not just a Hollywood movie with Gordon Gekko raiding that little private airline and bankrupting it. That's what this whole system is about. So now Elizabeth Warren, we know why big tech endorsed her, claiming she was going to break up big tech. No, she's not. She wants monopolies. She wants control. She works for Wall Street. She is a fraud and just an incredible liar. And this is next level corruption we're dealing with. And just incredibly dangerous. I mean, we've got Nancy Pelosi saying arrest all the Republicans, arrest members of Congress. We're all terrorists. They're saying use the CIA and FBI on us domestically for our speech. They've got big tech censoring everybody. That they've got big tech blocking Redditors from making comments about stocks now. They're trying to suppress we the people. They're trying to suppress populism. And this is now beyond communist China. And so to have her come out when everybody is against these hedge funds, everybody is against these people that go to and destroy Main Street style companies, the middle class, and then she calls for their arrest. This woman is a nightmarish thug. Let me know in the comments below what you think, but this is just next level. This woman has really shown her ass.
Wow, what a report was that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, once again, looking at what's happening in the economy and to kind of pick up on a couple of the themes from the last couple of segments. You know, the silver issue that Alex was talking about, I'll take people back in time for those with enough gray hair to remember it. 1980, the Hunt brothers, a family out of Texas, many will remember them, made a lot of money in oil and gas and later shocked the world in 1980 when the family and a couple of the brothers actually cornered the entire silver market in 1980. And the Hunt brothers drove the price of silver up around $40, 1979, 1980 timeframe. And they took delivery, just what Alex was saying. And one family did it because there really isn't that much surplus silver in the world. So it didn't take much to pump it up. And the artificial nature of paper silver, paper gold, paper, you know, wipe your rear end with it someday, right? But it'll be a little uncomfortable because it's made out of the wrong paper. But what I want to say about that is when you go back, the Hunt brothers had a lot of property here in Alaska. And for those who can see the video feed, you're getting the pictures. But there were big office buildings. There was a Hunt building. There were a bunch of vacant square blocks. I mean, whole square blocks the Hunt brothers had cornered like downtown Anchorage. And in 1980, and then shortly thereafter, when the economy here started to collapse because of oil, and then the Hunt brothers had a squeeze on both ends of their lives. They had their oil market collapsing down to $10 a barrel. And then you had your real estate fortune collapsing. And then you had, because the oil states are where their real estate was, and then you had silver, kaboom, you know, it just blew up in their face and plunged. And then the calls happened and the money wasn't there and poof, the puff money poofed the wrong direction and away went the Hunt brothers' wealth. That's how it happened. It was a silver play, actually. So it doesn't take much. Alex is right. But don't do the grocery money, ladies and gentlemen. Don't play games like that. You know, there's people that are desperate. You know, you try desperate things in desperate times. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. If you can afford it, want to play games a little bit, you know, okay, but not your grocery money, okay? And I'll say this about that. You know, a year ago December, I'm a little over a year ago now, one of my friends and I were talking about what was going on in the market, overheated, blah, blah, blah. I said, it's going to crash. And I started shorting the market like an insurance policy, you know, put a little bit in to offset the little bit I added because I don't have much there. But like buying auto insurance, you know, you don't want to get in a crash and need a $500,000 in coverage. But hey, for a few $100, you might do it. So I did. I started shorting a short on in a really kind of weird way I never did before. And then in early January, I said, you know, to my son, I said, you know, next thing that's going to happen is a pandemic. And a couple weeks later, they started talking about it. And the market, of course, this time started plunging sometime in February because I just got back, you know, and everybody was weirding out. And then poof, it blew up, you know, and actually I did okay because I had hedged the market the other way. I bet on failure. You know, it's like, okay. But there's a lot of things artificially. None of it makes sense to me anymore when I look at what's going on. You know, you think you know what's going on, and then you see this. You know, half the country is panicked because of economic collapse, but the billionaires are rolling up the express train to the bank. And now the little guy is short-circuited the short. You know, so I love it. I think it's America's way of saying, hey, hedge funds, guess what? But, you know, this can unravel a knot really fast, you know, so be aware, pay attention, don't risk the grocery money, and don't panic either into a state of fear. Be deliberate in what you do, be confident, but know if you got something in the background, you know, saying something to you like I've been saying the last few weeks, you might want to listen a little deeper and a little closer. So that's kind of my news catch up, because I want to get back. Sort of where I left off, and I've got a few notes, you know, because I always have a big stack of notes that I never get to. But thinking about all of this in the world and how destabilizing that is, I get that, you know. And during the course of the week, I appreciate the correspondence that came in. I did answer a bunch of those, and I read all of those at info@earthpulse.com. And that's my communication link to the world, info@earthpulse.com. I'll take a look there. And I'd ask for volunteers, you know, to help me in Anchorage area. And then it occurs to me that virtual will work too. In fact, that's where I don't even know how to ask the right question, but that's where I need the help. So info@earthpulse.com takes you into my world talking to me. And earthpulse.com is my website. And I always forgot to talk about it whenever I do this, and I need to remember. So you know where to go to see what else I'm up to in the world. And I'm thinking about doing a lot of things different. I'll talk a little bit about that after the break. But the main thing is we've got important messages coming up. That's how the InfoWars does all of this. And get on board and get the twofer, really, because you support the team. And those of us that volunteer, that's your way to volunteer too. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend? Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
Hey, thanks for sharing your day with me, wherever you are in the world, and with the InfoWars. We all appreciate it here. And I get correspondence, and I know I took off the top of the hour last time to talk about some of that, because I appreciate it, no matter how it comes. I really do, because it keeps me sharp, and criticisms I appreciate. And no worries. You know, some people were really upset that I was getting criticisms, but don't worry. I appreciate them. Truly, I do. Don't feel I took offense, because I didn't. So you don't take offense either. And it's important, you know, actually, because it helps me better understand who's listening. So I really appreciate it. I don't take call-ins. That's why I hear from everyone. And then I'll work it in. Don't worry. It'll all work in. But I want to say some things where I left off last week. And I was talking about a things, and I started with sort of a discussion of the garden, and then what a father might feel throwing his children out of the garden, you know, and that whole evolution of what happened next, you know, in the story of what happened next. And here we are sort of in that story, actually, about the creation and the physics of it. You know, I kind of weave in and out of the science a lot. And the reason I do is because this is what is kind of missing, is the bridge between the science and sort of reporting that information in a way where it's deep, more deeply understood, because we're being played on a lot of levels. One of my areas was that everyone knows my work for the last 30 years in the mind effects and how to manipulate people, sort of the ultimate in propaganda. When you see corporations lining up with government, fascism, but it's not the old German propaganda. We're talking about getting in your head, all right, in a way that isn't the normal way. So I'm trying to break up the noise a bit to help people figure out some tools to filter out the nonsense and get us plugged back into our awareness, our consciousness. And let me give you another lie. You know, I talk about all the time about the lie of do the impossible. You know, everybody says it, even repeat it to yourself over and over again in a way that anchors it in your conscience. The thing that other people call the unconscious. You know, the part there's no un, there's no un in consciousness. Okay. Unconscious. You know, is the disconnect another lie? You see, you believe it, you keep believing it, repeating it, you turn it off. And then anytime it talks to you, tells you something, you know, you ignore it, because it's the un. This is part of the very simple sort of programming. And it's really that, ladies and gentlemen, it is programming fundamentally with everything these Nazis learned in the 30s. About how to program people, but how to condition people to first, as I've said in past broadcasts, to get you to deny a truth, to just shut up, be tolerant, don't speak it out. And then eventually start repeating the thing you don't believe. And then that shuts off the consciousness and it becomes un. So think of political correctness and political speech of how that starts to do that. Now let's take that out of this context of political brainwashing into other kinds of brainwashing. We're going to get there. We're going to only have two segments today, but I want to get into this a bit because here's the other one I talk about is do the impossible, which again tells the young that isn't consciousness to ignore everything because you cannot do what is impossible. You know that. Think about those words. Do the impossible. Okay, that's called an oxymoron because you can't do it. But we repeat it if it's the truth. In fact, most people believe that is the truth. And so they never do anything. Wow, what a short circuit. Just a couple of words, three of them. Do the impossible to turn you off. Okay, unconscious. One word with just an un added to it to turn you off and disconnect you. Two simple concepts of disconnection. How about this one? You look at another person, you see an adversary, some other tribal member, whatever that means to you, your political party, your religious belief, your color. I don't care what it is. Whenever you start identifying by tribe, you miss something called humanity, and you miss something even deeper than that surface called the divinity within you, created in the image and likeness of God. This is the power of it, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot hate ourselves in this equation, and that's what you do when you look in the eyes of another human being and you see the creation that is also the creation that is you. Hey, what a different way to see the world, isn't it? And think about that where I left off last week. Here's the man hanging on the cross, nails in his hands, blood dripping from the sword that just slit his side, and he says to the guy and everyone else, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. I'm paraphrasing slightly. But think about, could you do that? Could you even do anything close to that? You think you're emulating the life of Christ? Give me a break. Okay. That would be very difficult to do for any of us, certainly. But that's what we're called to do. So that's hard. So fortunately, what we don't know and we can't do, we're forgiven up front. Because that's what that was saying, right? They didn't know what they were doing. Let it go. But if you know what you're doing, now you're culpable. Now it's not letting go until you do what you need to do to fix it. Now, here's what I want to say about that. Another lie, and I know this will make a lot of people really uncomfortable, and I don't mean to do that, but I have to say it because it's here on my heart, and I got to say it. There's so many people in various denominations, religious organizations of every kind and color and stripe and every type sitting there right now who decided to say yes when they really didn't know. But they thought if they say a certain words in a certain way or do a certain ceremony, like when I was young and they wanted me to become a Catholic and say that I believed in God at a time when I didn't. To begin, and then they talked to me, and I said this in an earlier broadcast about at that point of confirmation when I said, no, I can't say that. But they give you all the propaganda. Don't worry, you know, all through this training. If you don't believe, just, you know, back out of the equation. But, you know, the pressure's on, so no one ever does. Well, I did. I backed out of that equation because I couldn't say that with integrity as a 12-year-old. And I had integrity as a 12-year-old, and I wasn't going to. So the priest took me outside, and I mentioned this before, and he said, hey, you know, let's talk about this. We were talking quite a while, and he said, you have to have faith sometimes. And as a 12-year-old, now that's kind of a small word, but has big meaning. I didn't know that meaning deeply enough to have that. So I asked the priest, you know, I thought a priest ought to know faith. He's in the faith business. For 20 minutes, he stammered around trying to explain why I should deny truth and call that fake. Not a good idea. So what I did is I assured him that I would sincerely keep looking for the truth of God, but it wasn't in that place, and he couldn't explain, and he's wearing the uniform. So I left. But this is what I say, and I've said it before. Search for love as a noun, or search for God, and either one, you'll find the other, because that's how God identifies himself within the earth, as love. And it can be a verb, too, in the earth, okay? It can be a verb and a noun, as somebody pointed out to me this week, and that's very, very true. In fact, that's what makes it so interesting in terms of what you can do through that porthole into the world as we see each other from that view as created in the image and likeness. We begin to behave differently. We begin to pull that out of them even if they don't see it. by treating them that way, and even if they don't see it, they have to respond to the stronger field. And love, in fact, is in every single instant the overwhelming field that calms, that relaxes, that sends us back into the place of our core, our beginning, the purest form of who we are, created in the likeness and image of God. And what is that? Love as a noun and love as a verb. And we can express it differently in everything we do by just having a different way of seeing the world. And I want to get more into that because I want to give some specific tools, simple ones that every single one of us can do, as I have in past broadcasts. And look in those past broadcasts. This is Nick Begich, and I'm coming to you from Anchorage, Alaska. We'll be right back after these messages.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
Hey, thanks again for sharing your Friday afternoon or whatever time it is in the world where you are. It's just before noon here in mine. And I was going to say something before the breaks, before I get into the tools and wrap it up for the day. But I want to talk about lying to God, all right? Because here's what happens often to Catholics and others in various faiths. At this point of confirmation or the point of acceptance or whatever the rules are within your religious faith, often it's when you're really young and you're asked to say things that maybe you're not truly there, you know, and you do, or maybe you're older and you say, well, if I just say this enough, maybe it'll happen and I'll believe it, but you still have a mustard seed of doubt. And I would say a mustard seed of doubt equals a mustard seed of faith. It'll kill it, you know, kill on a dead on arrival. And so here's again, how something gets spun into a lie. And I really want to, and I don't want to be heavy on anyone's heart because I have the answer and I want to give that really quickly and then get back into the explanation. Firstly, if you're one of those people that have just parroted all those words, whatever they are within your faith, and you have still that mustard seed of doubt, which will move mountains in the wrong direction if it's doubt. Mountains in the wrong direction if it's doubt equals faith in the right direction if it's something else, faith. So it's like, you know, this is really powerful here. What I'm explaining. And so here's what I did when I was 12 and I got there is I said, I'll continue to look. And there's a verse that says, knock and doors shall open, you know, seek and ye shall find, you know, all those things are there. And the main message in that verse is to keep looking, to be honest, because what you don't know, you're not judged for, but when you say you know something, when you don't, especially opening in the dialogue with God, it's not a good way to start the relationship. It's just not. Would you want any relationship you have on earth starting with a lie? No way. Nobody does. And I can guarantee you, neither does God, no matter what anybody told you before. This is what I'm telling you now. You can drop it on the floor in front of you or consider it. And that's all I'm asking is that you just consider it. That if you started your relationship with a lie and you still hold any doubt whatsoever, don't worry. Just admit it in words that you speak out loud, even in your private place, speak it out loud so the vibration goes out. And it's honest. It's pure. It's called revealing your heart. That's my version of prayer, you know, just being honest, having integrity with yourself first and then with whatever you think the creation is. And if you don't know, there is one that you can dial into. That's why I weave in and out of the physics a bit. Because if you're that hard on the science side, it's no worries. So was I. Believe me, it took me a long time to get to the finish line in terms of the perfection of my own faith where I know what I know. And that's cool, you know, but everybody has to go their own path. This is the other and very important thing. Because so many are so quick to judge, particularly Christians, I have to say. And they're so quick to judge. If King Solomon were here and he were conjuring demons and doing all the stuff he did in his early part of his program, his path, yeah, people would want to burn him at the stake in the parking lot of the local church. But where did he end up? You know, I mean, so don't be so quick to judge everyone's path, but be honest if you're on one. And if you've taken a slight detour by saying something that's untrue, back it up, unravel it. And then say honestly within yourself, I'm going to continue my own personal search till I know the answer. That's all you got to do. That's it. And then search for love. You'll find God there if you can't find God. But keep searching for God too, and you'll find it. So no more parroting speeches, no more, you know, because that's like thinking that it's a bunch of magic words, for goodness sake. No, that's wrong. It's about your own personal integrity. And then how you project in the world and start your relationship and the search for God on an honest platform. And then when you find him, start it with a conversation that's honest too. And if you don't know, knock, knock, keep knocking. And even get a little excited sometimes and try and kick a few doors in for the truth because it's worth it. But try to be polite and recognize, even if you're not fully there, the divinity of the other guy and treat him treating with that respect. I want to talk about tools now. I'm getting low on time. And, you know, we a lot of people are locked up in the world. How many people in the listening audience actually get handwritten notes in the mail? I send them all the time. Who I mention every once in a while, she got like 400 of them in her box of notes. Every time I travel, I write a handwritten note and send it. And we can do that as a way to reach out. Now, we can do that with congressional and Senate leaders. Go buy, everybody's got to buy a box of note cards. And the InfoWars store needs to get some varieties for us to start using. And then we can handwrite notes, you know, handwrite notes to people we care about, our friends, people we haven't reached out to, not with a phone or an email or a text or something so hollow and something so easily traceable. How about putting your heart on a piece of paper and a handwritten note? Take time so they can read it if you write like me, and make sure you do that once a week. It's such a lift for yourself and for them. You know, put a smile in a note, handwrite it, send it in the mail. I mean, can you believe it? The mail with a stamp on it. And I know this, when people get them, it's such a charge. People keep them. They hang them on refrigerators now, no matter who they come from. They used to just hang them when they were little kids. But the fact is, it's a rare thing. And touch personally, reach out, and start touching people in a positive way. If you can't smile at the cashier, at least, you know, do something. I mean, leave a note for the cashier, the one you see all the time. Leave a note. Write a card and hand it to them and say, I just appreciate what you do for me all the time. Or what, whoever that person is that never hears that message. And man, you can start to create ripples. And this is part of what I've been saying. Don't do the impossible, do the possible. Those small things add up tremendously. I do handwritten notes. It has a tremendous effect. Get your children to start doing that with people. And there's nothing like it when I know when I receive those, think about it, try it. It's a great one. The other thing I'll say is, When you really are in your revealing state of your prayer life, something that I believe is extremely important is to speak it out. And then after you speak out whatever you're revealing, not pleading to God, God knows all your needs. Whatever you're experiencing probably has something to do with your growth or your remembering. And so any of that I dial into and reveal how you're feeling about all that and what you're thinking about. Those two ingredients I talk about all the time, left and right brain. What am I thinking and what am I feeling about that? That's revealing in an honest way. Do it with words that you speak out of your mouth. If you have nothing to say, then I guess keep your mouth shut. But most of us have something to say, not as a pleading. God knows all your needs. So about an understanding, help me understand. What's happening in my life? What's going on? You know, ask the questions and then be quiet for just a few moments. Just settle into it for a few moments and see if you can just perceive within yourself an answer. And the more you do this, the louder that perception of that answer comes. It'll come into your mind, into your consciousness. Quit using the unword, the unconsciousness word. It turns you off. Start rethinking everything that's coming out of the mouth with emotion attached to it are the keys to creation. Very simply that. Be very respectful of what comes out in your voice. Use it with intention. See, because if you know this and the physics supports us, go back to last week's and the week before broadcast, and I keep them all indexed. So when you click on earthpulse.com, it says in the middle of the special events, 50 free videos, you know, 50 topics. And actually, that's just a click, takes you into the infowarsband.videos, and then it just chronologically lists them all that I've given. So you can get them all. And I recommend that you do, because these all link up together, all these various messages that we've been giving. And it's a way to get back into band.videos and share them. That link, at least, you can still share with your friends, and it helps the InfoWars get our messages out, and we all appreciate it. But these tools for transformation really have a lot to do with the sort of reevaluating the things coming out of our mouth, the things going in our ears, and thinking about them deliberately. And when we think about these things deliberately, what happens is we consider the emotion we're feeling. We consider the thought, and that takes us to a higher level of awareness, just that. And as we feel those strong emotions, whatever they are, pay attention to them, and now you control them. Your anger subsides. Those emotions can be controlled by just paying attention to them in that moment. These are simple messages for transforming ourselves, and then we transform the world, which is what we're doing in the InfoWars. You're not just the tip of the spear. You're all of that and more. And thank you for being here this Friday afternoon. This has been Dr. Nick Baker.